This is Hume Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Oh, good evening, everybody. 7 o'clock on the nose right here, according to the atomic clock on the wall. This is Studio C. It's Q Talk America. I'm Clayton McKee alongside this week our new, well, not really a new cast. We just have a fill-in. Katie June is off because it is election day here in Arizona, across the country, as I understand it. Just here, or other places have it?
Other places, but not across the whole country.
Because I know Florida has one today, too.
There's a lot of fucktards do today, but the primary's been going on all
Well, this is one of the days
spring.
Where you get to go and vote on shit. So that's where Katie is involved with the political process somewhere, and she's probably drunk somewhere. But anyway, so visiting with us is Kat Carlson. You've heard us talk about
Woo!
Her.
Thank you.
There's Kat Carlson. She's apparently it's lesbians with hats and gays without. That's what you are.
Yeah. Oh, so, we can trade you.
No.
I don't wear hats.
Well, not necessarily.
You don't want to see my hair.
Lesbians. Oh, okay.
Three lesbians? Why? No. I'm closer to a lesbian than he is.
Oh, yeah.
And that's because I can
we
fix shit.
We just call
shit.
Him a girl.
I have almost no lesbian tendencies.
We're like, there are three girls and one guy.
No, just because.
I mean, Melissa Etheridge.
Right.
Katie Lang. Yeah.
You missed me there. I got nothing for either of those.
Really?
No.
Not even vocally?
Don't like the Melissa. Don't care for the Katie.
Oh, wow. I love
God,
Katie's
I
voice.
Love Katie. Yeah, absolutely do. I was listening to her last night.
If I had a pussy, it'd be wet listening to her
wow,
sing.
Wow.
But not looking at her.
Well,
I think she's a handsome woman.
I like Lyle Lovett's voice too, but God, I don't want to look at it.
No, not at all.
Hell no. Anyway, rounding out our cast as usual, Marnie Ryer, Al Perkins. I'm Clayton McKee. Thanks for being with us. It's a Tuesday.
How many cameras are currently working?
There's only that one.
Okay,
that's
okay.
It.
Good.
I like the princess wave.
Yeah,
somewhere.
Yeah.
Just in case.
No, as soon as we get a
the
budget,
vaguely disoriented princess wave.
Nice.
As soon as we get a budget, and I can hire IT people to come in. Wait. That's what I do for a living. Never mind.
Yeah.
As soon as I have a free minute or two, and I'll figure this camera thing out. But it's not important, because Marnie says the further the camera is away from her, the better off it is.
Totally.
Yeah, she loves it.
Like a fat little Lilliputian.
Here's what's not going to happen. Tiny. I'm never going to watch this, so it doesn't actually matter.
Oh.
Oh.
No.
Because she does. She listens.
I'm a listener.
She's a listener.
They help you sleep. I sometimes listen to fall asleep.
God, I hope not. I listen in the car.
Yeah. I listen on airplanes too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because you fly everywhere all the time.
Because sometimes if I like the music too much, I tend to start singing.
I can't imagine.
I need alternative entertainment.
I can't imagine at all.
Molly, I don't know what's wrong, even though you can't hear
me,
because she's claiming you can't get audio or video. I don't know what. Oh, there it is. She's got it now. She's got it.
Molly, you in danger, girl.
Molly's in the chat room. Marnie's girl. Of course, Kat is in there with us. Missy and myself. Steven is there. He was an early one. Steven was in the chat room at 6:15.
I know. He was all worried that there wasn't a show. I'm like, settle down. It's not even 7 o'clock.
Yeah, we have 45 minutes from when you.
We're lucky Marnie's even here.
Usually here by now, right?
Yeah, no, right, exactly. Because I was explaining to Kat earlier. I'm like, well, you know, you're good to get to see her walk in late, and you didn't look at you. It was insane.
Well, like I said, I was very excited.
Meow Cal is here. Hello. So many things going on.
Hi, Meow Cal.
This is, of course, August 26, 2014, show 179. And I realized, Marnie, before you got here, I realized it with these two. We've been in Studio C a year as of next week.
Oh, I love it. Very
a whole
good.
Year. We've already been
That's
here.
Right. September.
First Tuesday
That's
in September right. of 2013 is when we did our first show here.
I like it.
So, wow.
It's very comfortable here.
I think so. Yeah, we have all the amenities of a home.
Yep.
It's just, it's just like a home.
It's very,
it is.
Very much
if it had a working oven, it would be a home.
Allegedly, it does. Yeah. I just don't have it turned on. Or don't want to. I don't know which one it is. I try not to.
Latter of the two.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Well, as we typically do, as we catch up on the beginning of the show, we always go around the table and find out what everybody's been up to. But for those of you who aren't familiar with Kat Carlson, let the listeners know a little bit about you. And for love of God, tell everybody why you care to listen to the show while you drive. One. Number two, how are you involved not only with our community, the local community, but with anybody in the
internationally.
Room?
Internationally.
Yeah. The internationally known Kat Carlson as well.
The people, international man of mystery.
Yeah. Oh, I like it.
Well.
No. I work at a local lesbian bar named Cash In Country. I'm preparing to celebrate with very little fanfare my 10th year at the Cash In Country. Ooh, this October.
Very good.
Very good.
Yeah. I
did a decade at a gay bar myself.
That a girl. So, I keep rattling my wrist at the boss, expecting my gold watch to come
exactly.
in October.
Sure.
It's not coming.
God,
no.
I just
really,
that just made me feel, I'm 2 decades in a bar. Yeah. A 10 at Winks, and now I'm everywhere else for the rest of shit.
Well, see, at least you've changed bars. I've been living in the same bar.
Yeah.
10 years long.
And has it been,
continuity.
Has it been same?
Well, I was at the bar for 20 years, but I only worked there for 10.
No, right. Well, I've actively worked the whole time. Has it been under same ownership all the time?
Not the whole time. I worked for the previous owner for about a year, and then the current owners bought me with the bar, so I was part of the furniture.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I was in the contract.
It's good to know
check,
that slave
chairs,
trading is going
cat,
well.
Liquor, cat.
The lesbian in the corner.
She knows where everything is. Yeah. You've got to take her.
It's true, and now I've become
that
person.
She wanted to rename it Mullets and Mayhem, but they said no.
That's a good name, though.
Yeah,
it is good.
Molly wanted to name it Gina Junction.
Yeah. Ooh, all five choices.
Everybody would have called it Gina Junction because they realized that the G sounds like a J. Yeah.
Well, except for lesbians.
Well, right.
David, I'll bet to Gina, honey.
We might have got it. Yeah.
That's all about Gina. It's all thing about
Gina. We might have got it.
Maybe. A little bit.
Okay.
So I have become all things Cash In Country, and I participate in events. And gosh, the first time I met Clayton McKee had to have been, you must have been hosting something.
Oh, probably. Who knows? Drunk somewhere.
Oh, that. Wow, did we just stumble into the likely category?
Check that one off. I'll take things I've probably seen before for $1,000.
Yes, oh, no, not in nature. In a bar.
In real life.
All right, now Molly's spelling of Gina, I would have not got. I would have just walked away and been like, learn how to spell, bitch.
I'm not going to that bar. Oh, yeah. Gina.
This fucking like illiterate lesbians.
Is that from the Jurassic period, Molly? Oh, hello, mother. Yes, my mother signs into the chat room. Lovely. Hi, Mom. Oh, we're talking about Kat Carlson and an unfortunate spelling of Gina.
Oh, yeah. That is yes. unfortunate. I see it now.
So there's 10
it's
years
a choice.
Of...
It's
and yes. Am I mistaken? You were or part of the Sisters Twisted?
Sisters Twisted was.
Okay. Local performance group.
Yep. Local performance group. Was part of Sisters Twisted for a couple of years and decided that that took too goddamn much time. Could not be bothered
you
to
do
go,
a podcast once a week.
Yeah. Could not be bothered to go, you know, once a week for 2 months to
the, nice thing
the bar
is,
at Saturday morning.
What we've had a steadfast rule for the entire 2+ years we've been doing this, no rehearsal. Absolutely no rehearsal.
It shows.
It shows. Yeah. You can tell.
I do prefer that.
Can't tell. How rude.
I never wear makeup.
No, can't tell.
Oh, yes.
But yeah, I've made it a point to try and make myself generally known. And
I think you've done a
okay.
pretty good job.
Yeah, you did a good job.
Famous for second place finishes.
I found you from my living room. That's impressive. Yeah.
Second place
like,
finishes.
I wonder what kind.
Everywhere I go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Dancing with the bars.
I have a delivery.
Sexiest
You
bartender.
Have a delivery? Yeah. What in the fuck are you doing?
You're so funny.
AIDS Walk 2013.
Yeah. I was waiting
all
for
second
going.
Place finishes.
Yeah. Are you getting that all together again this year?
I am. We're getting a team together at the Cash. We came within 3 people of having 100 people on our AIDS Walk team.
Oh.
Awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
Modeled after the wonderful Barbara Seville and her
wonderful
100. Wonderful
100.
Yep. Which made 100. Yes. Last year, I understand, and very well. And last year, we raised $13,000 with our team.
That's awesome.
I know you were stiff competition.
That's awesome. Yeah, you were. Let it go.
Call me.
Well, for a while, we were neck and neck, and now I don't remember how it all...
I don't remember either.
I don't either. No. But I remember your thing was, we as a team at least need to beat Al Perkins.
Yes.
Singly.
I believe we did.
Yeah, you did. No, you did. But last year got out of control with that. I try to do it every other year because friends and family hate me by the end of it. They're like, just walk for the love of fuck.
I'm surprised I have any friends left because every day, 12 times a day, I was tagging people and specifically like going after people. I'd see that little side feed on Facebook where it tells you that people are active
and you're like,
and
oh,
I'd
boom.
Go after them. I'd be like, hey.
You have
give me money. I see you. You're online. Give me money.
I had people that were mad that I hadn't asked them, and they became like, there's this really hot guy that I know. Oh, my God. And I got a friend request for him to donate, and I was like, and he's like straight, too. Like straight, hotter than I'll fucking get out. So I'm all nervous typing back, like, thank you. Can I kiss you?
No tongue, I promise. Well, hey, baby steps. Baby steps.
That's I can try.
Yes. Well, but welcome. I'm glad you're here and that you accepted our invitation, because I know we've talked about it over time and it was a perfect fit. But
well, Clayton called me and said, "Hey, nobody else can do it. Are you free by any chance?"
Hey, Tom.
Okay, that's
I said, "Oh, thanks."
It's unfortunate, Jack. Yes, and you were available.
She's not a people person.
And you were available for the budget that we had.
Yeah.
I have a fridge. You can put beer in.
This might cost you.
Yeah, a six pack of your own choosing.
Ice.
Yes, we have ice. I said we do have ice.
We did. And I even showed her
where the fine glassware and other cups and glasses are.
Well,
besides that, our mugs. Yes.
See you next Tuesday, mugs.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. You'll probably get there. I mean, Katie manages to do it.
Is it long enough? She asks.
Oh, flimsy yet long.
It's not the size that matters, sir or ma'am.
That's not it.
However you self-identify.
Yeah, exactly. It's still a lie.
I've actually stolen that in real life, the sir or ma'am.
Yeah.
Well, sure.
Yeah. Love that.
And that is my own. That's not stolen from anybody else. There's very few things that I said originally myself, but that one's mine.
No. Well, I say that all the time. There's somebody.
Me.
No. No, there's
also
somebody.
Also now me.
No, there's somebody that's at, like, a customer that's at the bar that does it all the time. And every time, because my response, they're like, "Hey, Clayton." And I'm like, "Sir or ma'am." And every time I do it, they get completely thrown off. And what's even funnier is when you do it to a guy who's like, "I'm a guy." I'm like, "You're a big mo. I saw you dancing. And everything that Beyonce and Britney Spears has released in the past 10 years, you're out there twerking your shit. Don't tell
me." Ironically titled Best Of.
Yeah. Parenthetically, all I got.
All this I is what I recorded.
Good luck.
Call it what you want.
Everything there is.
TBO, the best stuff.
If you're alive when it ends, that's
well, you look
business.
A little perplexed by the mug.
I've never seen them in person. I was just reading.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there you go.
Well, you realize the handle's the C.
No, I understood that.
Okay. Oh, that part you got.
I'm not illiterate.
Well, what are you doing on this show?
I was last.
That's our first reader.
Doesn't have
hello, Harrison. Oh, Tomo is here as well from the lovely New Zealand. Thank you, Tomo, for being here. Marnie Reiner, aside from your all in
still
your.
Still not an N in my name.
What? Reiner? I get the Marnie and the Reiner.
Margie and.
Look,
and Margie,
when I point at you, you know I'm talking to you.
You will
now
speak,
my delivery
bitch.
Is ready.
Oh, Jesus, this is what's you're happening? In and out. I don't know what
noise.
He's doing. I don't know. Is pot getting delivered to the house?
That's annoying.
Is that a thing yet?
Not pot to the house?
I don't think so.
No, you can't buy it through Amazon yet. As soon as you can, then they're going to send a drone and drop it off in your front yard.
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
Anyway.
I see business opportunity.
Oh, I'm well, sure but, there's. No, and a lot of litigation.
I drive a van.
Good point.
No.
Oh. Uber deliver. Well, however, you probably are aware of this. I just heard it today on the radio that Uber is actually test marketing in where is it? It's in California. They're test marketing. They're something to do. I think it's a 10 minutes or less delivery through Uber for lunch. So you could let's say you wanted something from Chipotle or from Taco Bell. They'll go get it for you and bring it to you.
And I love lunch.
It's a win-win.
That sounds amazing.
How do you feel about puppies?
Done.
They poop a lot.
Yeah, I don't like them either. Yeah.
That's
trick question.
So
you pass. So you pass, Al's pass.
But anyway, that's one of the things that Uber's trying to go nationwide. But doing it in a test market. I forgot what city where they're doing it right now. But I thought that was kind of cool. You can now you're gonna get to be able to possibly order lunch on Uber. We were joking about a pot being delivered, and I said Amazon wasn't doing it yet. And she goes, "Well, I got a van down by the river.
Let me get your number.
Work that out."
Marnie, nice. You voted today. I know you did. And
yes.
I see your red, white, and blue accoutrement.
Absolutely.
Yes, your socks, your shoes.
And my socks and shoes. I got my voting socks on.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now tell the story. Tell the story that you told.
I look crazy.
Before airtime. Tell it. Retell, because it needs to be shared with the whole world.
Well,
about your, you almost
Marnie's
got
attempted voted fraud.
Yeah, you almost got arrested
almost
by
arrested.
An old lady at the voting booth.
She probably easily could have apprehended me. But I got in there and I had mom's voter ballot mail-in thing. And
use your words.
Well, those are my words because I don't understand not going and voting. But anyway, I had that to deliver for her and I dropped it off and I got a sticker from the lovely gentleman that was at the door. At which point I get all signed up and ready to get my own ballot to vote. And this woman had just looked horrified the entire time. That was at the very end. And just very perplexed as to why I was getting a ballot as well. And then looked at me and now you dropped that ballot. Was that yours? And no, that was mom's. And then she was, oh, good, because I couldn't handle, you voting twice. You can't vote. I thought, what the hell is happening right now?
What I was thinking of, you were in front of Maude the Bounty Hunter.
Totally. Yeah.
She was going to take you down, the volunteer for the election board.
Now, in our polling place, are you Park Place or are you Turney?
I'm Turney.
Okay, so you're Turney. So you're in the same one that I am. I was voter 54 today.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, big turnout.
But so now they didn't have the cute little stylist signing things?
Yeah, but when you run your ballot through, there's a counter on that computer.
Oh, got it.
Didn't pay attention.
You know me, I'm always looking for a little.
Well, they have two of those.
I like it.
There's one on each end.
I know, but for Turney, I was voter 54. I didn't go check the other number. I'm not autistic.
No. I probably would have had I known that was there then.
Probably so.
Yeah.
And I didn't mean that with the venom that it came out of.
No, I understand. I'm not one of those.
They've been missing for 2 and a half
years. I support those people.
Years.
I watch The Big Bang Theory.
That's a good point. And he really, really seems to be. So yeah, voted. It was just very funny because I thought, you can't arrest me for voter fraud. You can't. Can you?
Yeah. I don't know, but I know how I would have done it because of my OCD. I would have made sure that Marge and all of the people there would have look, this isn't my name. This is my mother. See how it's signed?
Sure.
Like this. This is not my ballot.
Well, yeah, because there wasn't any checking of that. But yeah, it was like, no.
All that, after the woman apologized to me for not catching me in time for parking up close to the door, which
she stuck with you?
They flugged her. Oh, she's the one that got me in and the whole thing. You know, she was... walked me right to the box and showed me the different colors of envelopes explained the process.
I think it's a shame because they get very excited about people coming in, which I would as well. But I just wish there would be more. Like, I want a line, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, most of the people doing that are waiting for God anyway, so they're figuring, there's somebody to talk to.
Except one of them, but yeah, that's real true. The woman who actually handed me the ballot, though... like it was like a struggle. Like she wasn't gonna let go.
Well,
she had to tell me a thing about the fucking pen.
Molly wants to know: was it her mother?
Nope.
Was it
but
my
the
mother?
Other thing, the other thing they should know is that if you're registered as an early ballot person, you won't be able to get those. And then if you tell them, "Oh, I'm an early voter," then you have to get a provisional ballot.
Yeah.
So it won't even come up because I used to be an early voter, but I would always forget to early vote. So I'm much better at the day of voting.
Yeah, and I am as well. And I like to be there. I like to be a part of that whole thing.
We've talked about that before. Yeah. I like the whole.
Did you get two stickers?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I took a picture that I put on Facebook and I had it on
put three on Facebook.
I put
camera
three?
Stutter.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, oops.
She is really excited about
that
picture.
I'll have to edit that.
Yeah, maybe a little.
My bad.
That's all right. You were enthusiastic.
I'm going to like them all right now.
Yeah.
You're going to like them all.
Like them separately, please.
Everyone seems different.
I'll have to. Maybe not. So
can you see the differences in all the pictures?
Yeah, I have my one sticker for myself and then one for Woody.
Yeah.
So every time I vote, I get an extra sticker. And when you look where the ashtray would be on my car,
Jesus Christ.
That's where it goes. So
I'm surprised you don't stick them all to the bottle of Jim Beam that his ashes are in.
And that would grow. Stick it underneath and have it. Yeah, no.
That we were all given at his demise.
Nah, he just kind of rides around with me in the car.
Yeah, and I did try the early voting, and I would always forget to mail it to the day of. Why do today what I could easily put off till tomorrow is my motto.
Or I didn't sign up that I was aware of unless they had me sign something just quickly there. But I usually pay real close attention to any of that. And I would never sign up for early voting.
No,
I never would.
But when you go, they can't hand you the ballot. When you do the thing, you turn in your ID. If you're an early voter, you don't get it.
You wouldn't even be in the book, would you?
But they had me down as an early voter. So you know how you get, send in the ballot, whatever. So I would receive things at the house, but, they send sample ballots and they send this different stuff. So I would get this stuff and I'd just rip it up and throw it away or shred it. And then I would get there and it only obviously happened the one time, but I'm like, what the hell are you talking
about? That was me for the 08 election.
Don't tell me I can't.
They told me I was an early voter. I'm like, yeah, I probably signed up for that. So I had to do a provisional vote.
Right. Then that's what I had to do. Yeah.
And it turns out they don't count the provisional votes until it comes down to a recount thing. Right.
Oh, I was livid.
Gotcha.
So I got my voting done. It was very exciting. I love voting day. And
it was not exciting.
Half of the people.
It was
on
a
the
Democratic primary.
It's
there
exciting.
Were six choices to make.
Right.
And almost everybody ran unopposed.
Doesn't matter.
That's
having the right to vote is a big fucking deal.
All right.
So I'd like to be able to do it.
Yeah.
And today is the anniversary of women being able to vote.
That was part of her three posts. 19th
Amendment. I don't really get the three post thing.
I saw three different pictures.
I'm going to have to go ahead and... Excuse me.
There's two different pictures, three different posts. One is over your shoes.
No. The two selfies
are
distinctly different.
Oh, are they?
Oh, God. Well, that wasn't my intent.
Well, that is funny.
You've done it.
Well, I'm not I'm not technical.
I don't know what in the hell Harrison is talking about.
You were watching. Remember you had porn on your screen?
No, I did not have porn. It is not porn on my screen. I'll show you what it is. I'll do it right now.
It went to...
It is... That it's my wallpaper. It's not porn.
I like how you point to it like we can see it.
Well, no, but I'm saying
for
those people, it is not porn. It's just it's Jason Medina on my screen. It's not porn.
I was just looking to see what side you're
welcome.
Were using.
You can. No, we are a broadcast entity here. We have none of that. That is for the big computer in the other
dirty
room.
Dirty talking.
Not in this tiny screen.
Anyway. No, no. Are you kidding? This is a 17-inch screen.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Can't get a 6x9 on that. Anyway, Alfie, working, sleeping, watching TV.
Of the above. Had some, watched the Emmys, had some wine with Doug at post-Emmys last night.
And, no.
Because I stayed late. Sunday night into Monday was just a fucking shit show at work. And
I've been hearing a lot of that with you lately.
The staffing in the morning was a disaster, and finally, like, they wanted me to like call people to come in and see if they would work, and I just got tired of leaving messages. And one girl was like, "If somebody can stay till I can get my babysitter involved, and I can come into work." I'm like, "You can just come in and take my patient, and we'll just call it a deal." Because she said she'd be there by like 8:30, and I was out of wine at my house, so I had to go to Total Wine yesterday.
Is that
morning.
Why you were there so early?
I thought they opened at 8, but that turns out that's once the high holy days start. They don't do the 8 a.m. thing till like November,
okay,
November, December.
Got it.
Now they're up to 9 a.m. And I had Googled it. So everybody was like, "How late are you working this morning?" I'm like, "Until 8:45, because I want to be at Total Wine when it opens. Mama's got some shopping to do." And there was three of us. It wasn't just me. There was three of us waiting for the doors to open.
So two other winos were there waiting.
Yeah. And it was a long night, and I had enough. I just got the cart. I didn't do that pretend like,
"I'm just going to get a bottle.
I'm just going to bottle or two and then go for the cart." But no, we just got the cart. We just,
every aisle, did you go for every aisle?
I did. I looked at some shitty wines. But then I made some good choices, and I had my coupon on my phone that was good till Labor Day.
That's what you posted. Oh, I said that to Mom yesterday. I'm like, "I don't know what the hell he's doing, but he's at like Total Wine at the crack of dawn."
Oh, and I used my bulk discount, like buy six, get 10% off, plus $10 off, more than $50. And they're all working to arrange it. So I'm like, "I'll go buy two more bottles." Like,
that's not a problem. Because something's coming home free with me, apparently.
It's going to happen.
I got a four-door car in one person. We can fill that fucker up if it's cheaper.
You got a box boy that's going to carry this shit out for me? Or
do you
a girl.
Need help out to your car?
Or girl. I don't want to be racist.
Exactly. Because you got better odds of a girl lifting something than me. And again, no lesbian tendencies.
No.
Yes, they can see your screen, but you have nothing on it.
Well, no. Yeah. But I could.
You could? Yes, mm-hmm. You could.
You don't know.
Yeah, I
don't
could.
Know. That's true.
So that's about it. Worked, fun, nothing terribly exciting. That I can think of. It'll come to me.
Maybe later in the show.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Oh, I finally saw a good movie that I did see.
Oh.
The 100-Foot Journey. It was like the first good movie at the theaters I've seen in a long time. Like, everything's been kind of crappy.
It does look kind of good.
It was good. So that and Chef were like my only two good ones. At the movies.
Brendan Robbins saw that Chef thing, and they I believe, thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, that was very good. But that was a long time ago now.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't remember you talking about that. I probably wasn't listening.
Yeah, that's more it, because I did a whole thing about it.
I wasn't listening.
Clayton McKee.
Just the normal things that we have here in Arizona. For those of you who don't live here in the Valley of the Sun, once a year we have a season called monsoon season, which is where we primarily get most of our rainfall for the year. We do get some in the winter, but these are where the storms come through and they deluge us with massive amounts of water, which like Al Perkins was talking about last Tuesday, where he had to drive through the rain and almost got flooded out at the doctor's office. 2 years in a row he almost had that.
It's like an anniversary thing.
Yes,
and this is more rain than we've had.
Oh, it's we have had
last,
a lot of...
Last Tuesday, according to CNN on Wednesday, last Tuesday we had more rain in... How did they say that? We had 14 inches of rain in 1 hour, and we'd only had 1 inch of rain in the last 14 months. It was a last Tuesday was a once in a thousand years weather system that came through because it wasn't a jet stream. It was all real monsoon
coming up from the coast.
It's the humidity.
Oh, I didn't.
It's the humidity rising and forming heat and causing that rain. Like it didn't blow in from somewhere else. It was all
like
internal,
our own weather system.
And that's why they stick is because it's not part of the jet stream. It's not a storm that blew in from California or up from the coast.
I had not heard that.
So they said it was once every thousand years. And you know when CNN gets on, it was breaking news.
Oh, my God.
And then they cut to commercials. Still my favorite thing that's happened all year.
Breaking news. We'll be right back.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
But first, watch this from Nescafe. Yeah. Where did Nescafe come from? I have no idea.
I don't know, but it sounds delicious.
1977. Yeah, because freeze-dried coffee is really what you want. So I was sitting watching something. I don't know what the hell I was watching. All of a sudden, I heard this hellacious noise, and my hammock had blown from the back porch into the backyard, and Michael came in and he said something about something had blown in the backyard. And I walk out there and I'm like, well, hell with that. Where the hell is the umbrella? And he's like, why didn't you know it was gone? The entire umbrella was uprooted and gone. I thought it was on the roof of the house because we have a big flat area. Yeah, no, it wasn't there. It was laying in the neighbor's yard. Oh. And it's the first time since I've lived in Arizona, and the joke has always been, if it lands in your yard, you get to keep it.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. So I'm like, well, I'm not going to climb the fence and go into my neighbor's yard in the middle of the night because I don't know if she has a gun.
Right.
But she's a lovely, lovely woman that lives next door who delivers babies at one of the hospitals overnights. But I'm like, I'm not going to do that. So by the morning, I woke up and it was laying in my carport. She had brought my So I text her, I'm like, how did you know it was my umbrella? She goes, well, it had Absolute vodka on it. I kind of figured it was yours.
Use your clues, dear. Use your clues.
Either the booze or the rainbow.
Yes. You wouldn't know how to find the liquor in the rainbow.
Because she's a boozy rainbow.
Yes.
Oh, that is funny.
Yeah, so she returned it, so that was nice. But yeah, we've had a couple real winds coming through. Well, in fact, last night it did. I've been afraid that something was going to blow through those big glass windows in the back of my house. Because, I don't know, those have been there since 1951, and I don't really want to have to replace those. It's a lot of glass.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that ain't cheap.
Oh, God, I can't even imagine.
No.
Is that single pane?
Yes.
Is that true?
It's the most inefficient window you could possibly...
It's barely a window.
Cellophane
three
wrapper...
Three layers of saran wrap.
Right, would be about equivalent.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But when it's clean, it's lovely because you can see right through it. But saran wrap would be a little bit murky. I don't know, just guessing.
Not if you put a little soapy water in the middle, then it really clears that out.
It's good to know. Why do you know that?
Because I've been really poor in my life.
And saran wrap was your... Your friend.
You don't know me.
Don't judge.
You don't fucking know me.
And the only other thing of note that I did, like every other person in the world, and I have a story about it coming up a little later in headlines, is I did my ice bucket challenge on Saturday.
Yep, Jason, I was swearing last week that he would never do it.
Right.
But Ruben
Contreras.
Exactly.
Well, it was an audio challenge from Ruben. Everybody else had tagged me and tried to do it. I untagged myself on Facebook posts. But Ruben audibly called out myself and Jason Carlton. And so Jason and I decided we were going to get creative and do it. And like we were going to ask if we could go to the rooftop of the Clarendon and just have like the Phoenix skyline. And then we woke up on Saturday like, we don't want to fucking tote ice all over this stupid city. Let's just do it at the patio at Charlie's. Yeah. So it's exactly what we did.
Right.
I dumped the ice on him and he dumped it on me and taped it, got it done. It was very funny. But then a lot of other people are doing it. But it was funny. I thought it was going to be worse than it was because it really sounds like it's going to be. But it really was not.
It's the middle of summer. An ice bath is quite refreshing.
It was.
Exactly.
And it made any hangover that was a remnant from Friday night go immediately away.
And the joy of cold showers are now upon you. Yeah. Like, yeah. That's nice.
I'm not going to willingly step into a cold shower, but just if
And I did mine after work in the morning, and it was like kind of muggy outside, and I'd been hot all night.
So
it was actually very nice. The girl that had to go back up to work that dumped it on me because she wore about half of my bucket. She had to go back to. I got to go home and change out of the wet socks and underwear. She had to work all day, and I'm sorry.
I remember you saying that.
That made. Oh, you remembered something. Oh, that's nice.
I listened that time. Yes. I don't always not listen.
So it was a very busy week. We got all that kind of stuff done. But what I was telling you earlier was today was the first in a series of like 7-8 days that I have not been awakened by a client or a phone call or something, and in that whole amount of time. So I've been running on days of 3 hours and 4 or 5 hours sleep. I slept until 10:30 this morning, and it was amazing to wake up and be like, oh, this is what being like refreshed feels like.
Yeah,
I'm awake, and I could pay attention to things all day. It was weird.
Like, it's so odd.
I know, it was very odd. So
I haven't felt that in years.
Sleep is not overrated.
Yeah. Two kids?
There are children in my house, yes.
Yeah. Yes. That's your fault, then.
Well,
no puppies.
I didn't actually make them, so it was more of a choice.
That's right.
Gift with purchase.
Gift with purchase. Yes.
Kind of. All right.
I like it.
Well, I think we're all caught up as much as we really need to be for us, who's going to get it all together. By the way, Katie being out does not mean that we will be missing out on sports and other stuff. That will be graciously handled by Miss Kat Carlson.
Sports.
Oh, but I do have a quick question that might come up later, but I want to ask it now.
Sure.
Did,
No.
Jesus Christ. Did Kyrsten Sinema run... Did she have an opponent in her Democratic primary?
50-50 chance, but I think so.
Okay. No, oh, really? Really? You're going to throw that in there?
What? It's an accident. It just popped
no,
out.
No, that was not an accident.
It accidentally is said.
So I was just wondering. Because actually...
No, she did not.
Because mine didn't either. And sadly, I always forget. Is mine Katie Hobbs?
I don't know. How do we know?
No, because Katie Hobbs was on mine.
Wait, I'm the Googler.
I have Kristen.
Yeah, she's the Googler.
You are. I don't know.
It's terrible because I always pretend that Kyrsten Sinema is my representative.
Yeah, you do. I remember that.
And
but
she's not.
No, she was. Maybe she is. Maybe.
No,
I don't know.
I'll
if there was only a way to look that up.
Well, she's on it.
She's working on it. Right?
Oh, you are.
She's got it.
All right, go ahead. That was my question about Kyrsten. I just want to know if Kyrsten ran unopposed because I'm like, fuck Katie. She's not running against anything. What's a big deal?
No, but they were just having some political thing tonight, and Katie had to be there part of it to coordinate liquor or something. I don't know what she was doing.
Well, I believe she's drinking.
We'd also like
girl.
To welcome
her. Well,
if she's alive, if she's upright, she is. And if she's laying down, she got a straw. We'd like to also welcome the United Kingdom, the United Arab Emirates listening, and of course everybody in the United States and New Zealand. They're all out there too. Thank you so much. Here we go. We're going to do headlines coming back right after this on Q-Talk America.
You're listening to Q-Talk America.
30 seconds of jelly jiggling fun. This is your 30-second dance break.
Is the Q-Talk America Radio Network.
All right, here we go. Some headlines and other stuff coming to you from the show on Q-Talk America on this Tuesday night. Here we go. Man steals cart to visit probation officer.
Unintentional headlines that fuck things up.
$88.5 million and counting.
Poutine chips for our Canadian friends.
Garden gnomes missing in Austria.
Oh. Free drinks for everyone, or not.
No reclining here.
Some white people suck.
An lemonade stand outrage. These and more things coming in headlines on this Tuesday night. Oh, well, let's go right to the most brilliant criminals in the world. An Albuquerque man is facing charges after police say that he had driven a stolen electric shopping cart to meet with his probation officer. KOAT-TV reports the court papers say that 18-year-old Michael Johnson rode an electric shopping cart this week to make his scheduled visit to his PO. When the probation officer asked Johnson where he got the cart, well, court documents say Johnson admitted to taking it from a local Albuquerque Walmart store. Johnson was then arrested and charged with larceny and receiving stolen property. He also violated his probation when he was arrested, and he was ordered held on a $500 bond. Albuquerque police spokesman Tanner Tixier says that the card is worth more than $1,800. It is not known if Johnson has an attorney.
Sometimes our headlines
mine
are
is
not
Ed Pastor.
What we intend.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Ours or other people's?
In general.
Okay.
In general, but I found some that were other people's that were actually put in print.
Mm-hmm.
In print. And they just made me laugh. Okay. So I wanted to read these.
I feel like this is a segment on late night TV all of a sudden.
Yeah, okay. Right? It kind of could be. Mayor Paris to the homeless. Go home.
There you go.
He said,
wherever your bridge
is. I don't know, right? Get under it.
Down by the river.
Midget sues grocer. Cites belittling remarks.
Now that's just a bad pun.
Yeah. Fantastic.
That's just offensive.
I mean, it's a little short on funny, but you know. Oh, come on. Threat disrupts
she
plans.
She gets kicked off her puns. I'm just telling you. You got two more.
God, I can't stand it when you do that. I love my puns.
Two more transgressions and you're out of here.
This one's kind of dumb. Threat disrupts plans to meet about threats. One-armed man applauds the kindness of strangers.
But did anyone hear him?
Say that again.
One-armed man applauds the kindness of strangers.
Well, it was like that.
And the one hand clapping, right?
No offense meant to one-armed people.
County wow, to pay... or seals.
Or seals.
Oh, county to pay $250,000 to advertise lack of funds. Army vehicle.
That's called government.
Right, yeah, right. Army vehicle disappears. That is our headlines that made me laugh.
Army vehicle. Army
camouflage.
Camouflage. Camouflage.
Yeah. Oh.
Army vehicle.
I didn't.
That's pun number two.
I didn't catch that. I mean, if it would have said camouflaged army vehicle, but anyway, good.
The army vehicle disappears. It's not a struggle.
I like how he reads them to get them.
Well, it has more too, like some other writing underneath them.
But he's too busy doing other shit while you're reading, so he has to actually see them.
No, there was one that I actually didn't get, and I still don't.
About the threats?
The threat disrupts plans to meet about... Okay, now I got it. I had to read it out loud. Like, yeah. I'm like, I... Okay.
Threat disrupts plans to meet about threats.
That's not how I heard it.
One plus one.
That's not how I heard it from you. It's funnier now. From now on, would you hand all puns to Al?
Absolutely. Apparently.
Defer.
Because he's in charge of them.
Defer to the left every time we have birds.
It's only funny because it's true. Yeah. It's a little funny.
Oh, well, this is, you know, it is a political season, and there's a lot of trickery going on and underhanded, dirty deeds going on in the political world. A leading Australian political party has issued a garden gnome alert after 400 of its figurines disappeared from lampposts used for campaigning. They were placed there by the Socialist Party ahead of the elections in Western Austria. This is a bad line. The gnomes were hung
by the chimney with care.
The gnomes were hung more than 9 feet above the ground. I've never known gnomes are hung by 9 feet. Wow. Presumably in part to prevent people from taking them, obviously. That's why they hung them so high. But a party statement Monday said that 400 gnomes valued at around $4,000 had gone missing over the weekend. The party suspects the gnome heists were less outright theft and more dirty campaigning, accusing the rival Conservative People's Party of being behind the disappearances. It notes that some of the gnomes have been replaced by People's Party posters. The People's Party denies involvement in this gnome scandal.
And I feel you have to mispronounce it gnome. I just
I like gnome.
I don't want to waste the G.
Well, what about the gina earlier? That was a J.
Spelled wrong, though.
Got it.
I don't know what that has to do with gnomes, though.
The gina?
I don't think gnomes.
Well, these gnomes are hung. I don't know about gnomes.
No gina needed.
That's my motto. No gina needed.
Do you recall a couple of weeks ago?
Yes.
Barely.
Stop, I say. I don't know if it's when Al was talking about that chef movie. I have no idea, but... when Richard, our Canadian friend, had mentioned poutine, if I'm even pronouncing that correctly. Poutine. It's something there.
It's something. I'm sure it's something.
He was trying to say that he wanted poutine something, and I thought it was disgusting. Anyway, I found this article. Lay's Do Us a Flavor brings poutine chips to Canada.
Hooray!
Hooray! So the now I don't know if you guys have seen the whole cappuccino. Have you seen that? There are Lay's chips that are cappuccino flavored.
No,
that's
not.
Just wrong. Why?
It's wrong on so many levels.
Why? God,
so they
why?
Came and like a mango salsa Lay's. You know, they were trying to come up with this contest and do us a flavor. So they had like sriracha chips, which is fantastic. Those were actually quite good.
Okay.
And I love salt and vinegar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do too. I really do. Mm-hmm.
Well, it says...
It's not just for douche anymore.
No, salt.
Thank God.
I'm going to throw up a little bit. Cheesy burns! I feel like walking on a beach.
How are you? I'm clean inside and out, sir.
The salty, stinky beaver. They had, for $500.
The next Lay's chips. cheesy garlic bread they had. Pleasure. They had a cheesy garlic bread Lay's chip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They, just you know, go eat chicken cheesy and garlic
waffles.
Bread.
I know, right? Chicken and waffle flavored chips.
Those were actually kind of good.
I didn't even see it. I didn't even see those. See, you never know. But this year's been pretty rough. And that was with the mango salsa.
That sounds good, though, mango salsa.
Apparently it was vile. That one I didn't try. The wasabi ginger I did try. I did try those because I do appreciate wasabi. Not real good. Cheddar, bacon, mac and cheese, and cappuccino. And it was the cappuccino that put me over the edge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But cheddar, bacon, mac and cheese, just go eat that with a side of chips and leave me alone.
Last year, Canada was stuck with the weird options. Grilled cheese and ketchup and maple mousse. let's just leave that alone.
I thought knuckle was going to be the next
year, there are flavors.
Thank you.
Nobody I feel like I'm that. In the middle of a vagina euphemism, and I don't know how to get out of
what
it.
What is this flavor? This is lovely. Is it maple moose knuckle?
Maple mousse. No, I saw her walk knuckle. By, but I didn't think she tasted like that.
Available in Alaska.
Maple dead bloody moose shot from a helicopter.
Well, there's a camel. That'll be gross.
Just for fun.
Yeah.
There's a camel toe and a moose knuckle.
Lightly salted.
Now that sounds like
$29.95.
That sounds like the beginning of a joke.
Serves one.
That's right.
Sauce on the side. But
that sounded like the beginning of a joke. Yeah. So a camel and a moose knuckle walk into a bar.
Well, not well.
It's about Celine Dion, and I can't figure out who she's traveling with.
She
is always
through the moose
filmed
knuckle.
In camel toe photography.
Yeah, she should.
They always put the cameraman
below her,
just below her, looking straight up at her poorly fitting pantsuit.
Ill-fitting.
Either way.
Poor
or
ill.
So this year, though, the flavors
in Canada. I feel
like you draw
her cooter from memory. Said the seal. What the fuck was that?
Did anyone else forget what the article's about?
Yep.
Well, not Richard.
Really
he's
shitty
able to
chips.
Listen at the beginning. Bacon protein.
Getting laid? What?
That.
Yep.
They have tzatziki.
I looked up poutine.
Potato
See,
something.
Now she pronounces the T in tzatziki. I could say gnome.
Tzatziki.
Sure.
I thought it was. I don't fucking know. What do I know?
Is it European?
Delicious at Crazy Jim's on 15th Avenue in Indian School.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
I do like my tzatziki.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't pronounce.
I don't fucking know.
I used to drive
one. What was the article about?
Poutine.
Oh, poutine is just french fries that are smothered and covered in just like Waffle House.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
gravy and cheese. And
well, there you
it's
go.
Delightful.
And they have those kinds of
chips. I had
now.
No idea. I thought the story was about the president
you Google
of
that?
Russia.
Did you Google that?
It could
I did
be.
Google that, yeah.
Oh, look at Kat's
anyway,
Googling it.
I like it.
It's hard to do. The K and the cat and the Katie. That's kind of hard for me.
Yeah.
I understand.
Anyway, so they have those flavors. And I thought that if Richard was able to listen, because he started school today, that he would be thrilled to know that he can find poutine chips of the Lay's variety now in Canada.
But why would you eat a fucking potato chip instead of just getting...
The salsa.
No, delicious smothered french fries. You're substituting a really delicious stoner food for chips that have a funny smell and flavor. I don't get it.
Like, two words. America.
Yeah.
America.
I'm going to accept your answer as a fair point. Yep, that's
it.
No need to go further.
Well, and aside from the chemical makeup of whatever the flavor salt is, I'm going to assume that calorically... And
that's
there's those are probably better.
Right.
I'm going to guess because fries are greasy and I love them.
But when you smother them with gravy and all the cheese and fixes, you are seriously not there to lose weight or be healthy.
So if
you're
on
eating
a diet,
your feelings,
these poutine.
Give me my poutine.
Exactly.
You leave my poutine.
Leave my poutine out.
You either let me eat this or you listen to my problems. How do you want to play it?
I don't want to talk about my moose.
Have the fries, dear.
Or am I
I'm poutine. Either going to eat my feelings or talk about them.
They're on the house, sir.
Can I get you seconds?
Yes.
Would you like a cocktail?
Exactly.
Another chip?
Yeah.
Is your friend at the bottom of this glass?
Can you see him through the bottom?
Keep searching.
Look at this fun game. It takes dollars.
I didn't even know he had video poker.
I'll build a machine.
If you build it, they will come.
That tells you you were a bartender for too long.
Yes.
Eat the fucking fries.
I don't have time to listen to your shit.
No
I got,
time.
I got problems of my own.
Exactly. It's a gin and tonic, not a therapist license.
Would you like to sit down for a couple hours and listen to me? No. Drink your juice, Shelby. Well, it. let's start with, and we've all been talking about it. It's a big $88.5 million and counting for the Ice Bucket Challenge for ALS. Donations from the Ice Bucket Challenge are still, no joke, pouring in at an astounding rate. And supporters want to know how their funds are going to be spent. But the answer isn't really so simple. As of today, the ALS Association, which fights, for those of you who don't know, Lou Gehrig's disease, by funding research and supporting people with the condition and also fostering government partnerships, they've collected this $88.5 million over just a matter of weeks this summer. The viral social media campaign has just gone completely crazy. It's a particularly stunning figure considering that the organization collected $2.6 million in the same period from last year. You look at 88.5 to 2.6.
So they don't even know what they're going to spend. Never had this kind of money before. They're getting hookers.
The nonprofit has yet to spell.
Get the real coke.
Yeah. Hookers and blow.
And not the shit cut with baking soda this time. Uh-uh.
No way.
This is like 85% like real now.
Breaking Bad blow. Like, seriously.
So, but as the number of posted videos continues to increase, so do the questions about how this unexpected frenzy will actually help victims of the disease, which often leads to total paralysis and death within 2 to 5 years.
It's not a list of horrible diseases to get. This one's on the tippy top.
There's no pleasantries at all for it.
It like starts in fingertips and then just goes to... Yep.
And it just slowly... Yeah.
Sorry, Clayton.
It doesn't regress because it's very similar to...
Not MS.
Guillain-Barré. But Guillain-Barré... No, Guillain-Barré retreats.
Oh, okay.
So it's very similar to Guillain-Barré, but it doesn't go away like that one does.
Okay.
In early August, before the organization had an idea of how much money would actually flow in from the Ice Bucket Challenge, the ALS awarded 21 new grants worth about $3.5 million to scientists in the United States, the UK, France, Canada, Switzerland, Israel, and Australia, who are all working on, quote, effective therapies for ALS. So what they're hoping is that they can actually assign more monies to this in that. But what a lot of people are doing, and obviously if you're doing the Ice Bucket Challenge, I think it's we've done it here locally. It's really any charity. I'm not saying you could throw ever enough money at any one problem, because who knows if they're going to be able to actually cure it or find a cure or not. There may be one of those things that in 100 years they still don't know how to do. Mm-hmm. However, if you don't want to do ALS, any charity, absolutely anything. I'm doing mine. I was actually going to Barbara Seville's Wonderful 100, the eighth local AIDS walk.
Damn it.
A lot of people are doing...
I mean, good for her.
But a lot of people are doing all kinds of... Some people are doing it for pet rescue. Mm-hmm. Others have all their own personal charities. What's the juvenile diabetes? Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of other people. Right. So if you want to do it, and I encourage you, challenge people to do it. And I guess the way that it was
this from the person last week that swore he was never going to do it.
Right,
but welcome aboard.
Thank you. It takes me a minute, but I did.
Yep.
But they also missed my hair during the challenge.
I know.
Jason
I love
couldn't
that part.
Really. Jason couldn't part. Couldn't launch that bucket quite as well as I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Missed mine too. Yeah, by about 20 years.
So, but it is fun. It really was fun to do. I thought it was going to be a pain in the ass. It was wonderfully refreshing for us in Arizona when it's 108 degrees and it's humid right now. Right. It was fun. It lasted 2 minutes. I wore the same clothes for an hour and they were dry while doing other stuff. So I remained cool while doing it. But I encourage wasn't the deal? You either did the ice bucket or you donated.
Right.
So everybody's now doing it.
And then everybody
it all.
Went on a rampage about how we're wasting water and we're doing this and we're doing that.
Well, it
and
wasn't
you're
that,
not
but
doing
it,
anything
but give
else.
The money. Like,
but right, yeah. But give the money. And my issue is that there can be both. You can raise awareness.
Right.
And that can be as beneficial sometimes as the other.
Who was it? I want to see Susan Sarandon or. Okay. One of them did their challenge standing in her garden in L.A.
Well, then there's Angie Herman, who Aaron swears that I have like this. I mean, she's pretty
crush,
but
hot.
She's
hard on.
Really, really not.
She's
very
the
bright.
Whole reason I watch Law and Order.
Yeah, not very.
I'm telling you, she's batshit crazy,
hot just on TV. That, yeah. Like. To the right, but she's also she stood and she's like, well, we're having a drought in California, and so I'm standing in this area where the water, the ice will then melt in, and it'll be fine. And seriously, from off camera, I thought it was as a joke, but someone, probably her husband, takes this bucket of ice and pelts her with it. She sat there and she's like, ow, ow, do you think it's going to hurt, you fucking idiot?
So she got a hailstorm.
She got a hailstorm. and it's use some of the water. It's okay. It's okay. It'll
and Matt Damon did toilet water because of his big
Very
thing
clean.
Is clean water in Africa. Sure. So he did toilet water. And, Nigel, whatever his name is from So You Think You Can Dance. Nigel Lithgow.
Oh, okay.
He did. He took the ice bucket challenge. He donated his money, and then he put his ice bucket into his drink and sipped a scotch. It was very funny.
That is funny.
But he was like, I donated the money so I can do whatever I want
I heard Patrick Stewart did something that was...
I haven't watched it, but I saw it. Like, he's sitting in a hotel room with an ice bucket from
Yeah, and he basically said, you know, it's not... The point is not the water. The point is to donate.
Right.
And he sat there and wrote a check, and then very, you know, in a classy Jean-Luc Picard kind of way, just drank his water.
Oh, I love it.
And I'm in. And I shared it on my Facebook, and I said,
oh, was
yes.
that maybe that's
make
how
it,
I thought.
Sure. Make it so.
That's how to do it.
That's make what he it did.
So. Now, and like every disease needs a celebrity. This one, now this one has a cause where you're raising awareness. Right. Mm-hmm. People are at least looking up, like, what is Lou Gehrig's disease? Yeah. And then the funny thing is who is Lou Gehrig? Because
they don't know
how long has it been since he's been relevant.
Right.
It does need a celebrity update. Somebody new needs to catch it.
Well, and what's been very fun is what's been very fun for me is watching all of the little kids.
Yeah.
Like people having the little kids, and then they're challenging their friends and putting it up but old to young.
Thankful for your health.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So there's
so
many other ways.
Lou Gehrig's the explanation that I saw, whether true or untrue, I don't know if Mr. Perkins can give us some insight on this, but that one of the reasons that it is this really very cold ice bucket challenge
is because
it freezes you up, and that's how folks with ALS tend to feel on a much different lower level.
I find it funny that the people that I challenged, I have not heard from.
See.
I don't know why. I don't know. He's not watching my feed, or he just hasn't had time to get to Facebook.
George Michael.
Yeah, because George, he had nothing else to do.
Nope,
so he hasn't done it. And my cousin, who I know that several people have commented on the feed that to my cousin, like his aunt and some other people. So I know he knows. I'm not sure what he's doing. But I also realized I didn't give a time frame in mind.
Oh, there you go.
And I haven't heard from Jason Medina either about this particular issue.
Well, I did mine late. So, yeah.
Now, yours, you did it in the pool. I saw you and Ernie did it together.
Yep.
I just didn't.
Wow, and there was a lot of chatting in yours. Yours was like a mini series.
Yeah, I didn't have time. I didn't have time. I just.
Fine.
No, I didn't listen.
I fast forwarded to the dumping because I'm like, well, these two are clearly reading a story about their dogs.
Yeah. And was it your mom?
No dogs.
Was your mom holding the camera? Yeah. I was thinking she's going to nod off before that mini series got done.
It made me laugh because Rudy kept running around.
I saw the dog.
And aged.
Yeah. Here, the first round, he was a puppy. Oh, he got a hair trim. Oh, and now he's grown back.
I love it. Doesn't bother me at all.
And, you know, I have to admit that when I, because I know you guys didn't see mine, but when I
saw yours.
Oh, okay. Because I didn't know what it was for.
Yeah.
They thought it was some stupid thing.
No, but they were doing it at work, and everybody was doing it, and I thought, oh, good, they're keeping this on the cardiac floor. It's going to stay down there, whatever this fucking thing is. So I never caught what it was. So I don't even remember who I donated to.
Okay.
I don't remember either. What, not your AIDS walk?
No. Oh, I can't remember who I...
It was so important to you that you don't recall.
Jesus Christ, I wrote the check, too. I have to go back and check and see who I wrote a check to. But I didn't know about the ALS part of it.
Okay.
I thought it was like, dump the bucket of ice or donate to any charity. And I say in it, like, I don't know what this is about.
I remember you saying that.
Here's the thing. And what I thought it was you had to pick the charity for the next people. So I gave them...
Oh.
I gave them the charity that they had to that was I gave them the choice because I didn't understand it.
According to Wikipedia, that's how it started, and then it became like it kept over and over becoming ALS.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So it started as
thank
just a big,
God you're here.
Oh, I know that's
playing
good to
the
know.
Part of Katie Jones.
Yes, you are.
Thank you.
Because I really thought it was weird that in a hospital, no one was naming the disease. Like we know what it is.
Well, we got every disease represented in the hospital.
Sometimes people like were very adamant, you know. And I'm not referring to you from last week. I'm talking, you know, like, well, I'm not doing it. Not gonna happen. Well, I don't give a shit. Then don't do it. Like I don't know why anybody has to feel forced into this.
It's all that fake anger, like the Facebook Messenger, like down off the cross.
First of all, Skype.
It's texting.
Instagram.
Yeah.
Twitter all have the same permissions.
Right. You've already given up all of your vices to these people, so just shut up.
There's a drone above your house. Settle down with your fucking text message. Yeah. You know
Amazon's
going
to deliver your porn.
It was one of those things. Yes. If you don't want to do something, no one should ever have to feel obligated to do it.
Right.
Let it go.
Unless apparently you're Catholic, because they put everything
lots
on everybody.
Of guilt.
Yeah, lots of guilt.
Or Jewish.
That's kind of like their bread.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. Both.
The Catholics and the guilt.
Yeah, that's true.
Agreed.
That's a good call. Yeah. It's a good call.
Fair point.
So, drinks for everybody.
Oh,
what was that story about? I lost track of another one.
Or not.
Okay.
Oh. So, fans on Twitter There was a fan on Twitter that promised that with just no, it was just this one. Fan on Twitter promises free drinks if Michael Sam sacks Johnny Manziel, who's Johnny Football or Mr. Football or some shit.
Mr. Football.
And I can't remember. Is he Denver? What team is he?
Bring me a dream.
Johnny Manziel. Browns. The Browns.
Browns.
Cleveland
Browns.
Browns.
I'm sorry. Yes.
He's not related to Adina. Is
no,
Manziel?
No. Okay. I think it's different.
Thought I'd check.
Just a little bit different. That's Manziel. This is Manziel.
Oh, my bad.
Can he sing?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
My bad.
Not yet. Yeah, we don't know yet.
Yeah.
Right. At this
Could be.
I'm trying to stay interested.
So a fan named.
You are playing the part of Katie.
Sure, King. Took to Twitter before the St. Louis Rams Browns game, claiming if Michael Sam recorded a sack on Johnny Manziel, he'd buy free drinks for the world.
The world. El Mundo.
For the world.
The world.
For those watching on Univision.
So
in a world where drinks are free.
And the thing is that the reason this story jumped out at me is because there's been free drinks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Correct. But it's because there's been so much focus on Michael Sam. Not because he's a good football player, but because he's a big queer. And it just
wow, judgy, judgy over here.
It's that part, and we've tried to talk about it.
You went full on Lenita Bryant on him.
We did.
Can I get you a glass of orange
juice?
Would
you like oranges? Thank you. Fuck off.
Would you like some hate with your satire? Thank you.
So it's just kind of driving me nuts because he's a really incredible football player.
Yeah.
And he's done really well.
And a hell of a queer.
He is a homo. And it's been great.
He's a nomo homo.
So.
He is a homo.
God love him.
Oh, that is
so
funny.
That is funny.
Fisher King puts on Twitter, if Michael Sam sacks Johnny Football and gives the money sign after he's done, drinks are on me forever in the world, forever.
Forever,
Jesus.
And then it happened, and he did sack him, and it was a hell of a sack. Oh, my God, so glorious that Sam did that. Take that, Johnny Football. You go, Mike. Next one. Today I messed up by promising mankind free booze for all eternity was the next. Since my frivolous bets influence human events, if the Jets win the Super Bowl, free puppies and ice cream for every kid in America. So anyone know Sam's favorite charity? If so pumped that he sacked Johnny Football. If I can't perpetually intoxicate society, I can contribute to its betterment. And so he actually gave a donation to the Boys and Girls Club.
Oh, yeah. Let me see.
Yeah. So it was.
I didn't understand what the money sign was. The story that I was reading didn't give the visual display.
Right.
Yeah.
When he got done and he comes up and he's like, there
I
you
thought,
go,
well, he's a big
sign.
Old homo. I thought he was doing choreography from West Side Story.
Homo. If he could snap.
So is this like a thing? If I just take somebody out and then stand up and go like this, like somebody's going to buy me drinks?
Buy me
maybe
drinks.
Forever.
Look out.
That is really funny. But it really was. It really was a big deal that. That he sacked this guy because he's a little bit of an ass. The not homo.
The
Johnny Manziel.
If they call you Johnny Football, you're going to be an ass.
Yeah. And he's.
Yeah, you're right. They've set him up for that.
And then
he
just
gave himself
like,
the name.
Come on, you're playing for the Browns.
Right. Touche. Yes.
There are four fans in the stands. Right. Settle down.
Bags
on.
Yeah.
Please do not put the camera on me.
Exactly. We still have the bags in the dog park.
I told my wife I had self-respect.
Right. That's it. I said I was somewhere else. I'm at church.
We don't even have a mascot. We chose a color.
Right. The brown bag.
We're the...
Brown. Yeah. Okay.
The yellow sounded weird.
Thanks, Brown. Yeah.
The burnt siennas.
Yeah.
That's what
autumn
that's
harvest. All these colors were taken.
Too gay.
By the more serious
by the way,
teams.
Stop talking about Michael Sands. Too.
Yeah,
but it is. It's driving me.
It's really
nuts
more of a cocoa.
I think it's a burnt rust.
It's an earth
it's
tone.
A taupe. Yeah, it's a taupe.
In every one of his games, though, he has done incredibly
he really
well.
Is, because he's
incredibly well.
I have written down the time you said that. I'm going to try to pull that as just to have an audio clip. Who is he? Homo.
No, I want that to be my ringtone.
Gotta go up.
Homo. Make it a ringtone.
Every time I get a text, I want Marnie to go,
Homo.
Hey. There was another show a couple weeks back that I may have to go back and listen to and find whatever the soundbite was. I can't remember at the moment.
But
it'll come to me.
Because you have a phone that you can do that to. You can make those things ringtones.
That's funny.
We all have iPhones and we can't do that. They won't permit us
to. And we're the sad people huddling around the wall at the airport.
Yeah.
I've got the Adobe suite of whatever. I can make whatever I want.
Oh.
You just can't afford a new laptop that actually boots up within an hour.
Because I'm paying for fucking Adobe.
One thing at a time, ma'am. One thing at a time.
Not today, Satan.
Not today.
Seriously, do you want new technology or do you want good software? Well, one or the other.
Don't, this isn't a two-parter.
Goddamn flip of a coin.
This isn't a two-parter question.
I know it.
Oh, you've managed to do it. Hour one is under your belt. You've wasted that. You got two more to come, so get ready. Get a drink. Oh, hunker down and pray for daylight. Al is going to refresh his beverage. I'll probably be doing that, too, as soon as he goes into entertainment, because that's when I lose interest.
Apparently, me too. Chef Tell.
This week,
can't tell.
This week, Kat Carlson filling in for Katie June, Marnie Ryers here, Al Perkins, and me. I'm Clayton McKee. Thank you for being with all of us as you are listening from around the world.
Maggie Reiner.
All the ships at sea. Shut up.
We'll be back. Margaret Reese.
We'll be back with headlines and our drinking word right after this on Q Talk America.
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Hello again. It is 8 o'clock on the old atomic clock on the wall. This is The Show, the beginning of hour two. Thank you for joining us. It's Studio C. You're here alongside Kat Carlson filling in this week for the lovely Katie June. Marnie Ryer is here. Al Perkins with his lovely bottle of wine. What are you drinking this week?
Well, we went back to France. All the wines of California are gone, so I'm doing my favorite, a Puy Fossé from France. And it's fucking good. It is good to be back in the land of French for whites.
For whites.
For whites, yeah.
Unintentionally.
Yeah, whatever, nobody cares. Anywho, we are here for your hour two.
When people would hear me say I like whites, they know I mean wine.
Yeah, no, yes.
There's no doubt on that.
Well, there isn't, but other people could tune in.
What do you mean he likes whites? What the hell fucking kind of show is this coming out of Missouri?
What's happening? That's right.
My God,
it's where Jesus settled.
Not on here.
Yes, of course it
is. There is a really big cross there, isn't there?
It's in Texas. There's a huge one in Texas.
Largest cross in the Western.
Where, like, you come around the corner and you're like,
And I'm sure
I've seen it. No, you don't come around the corner. You drive towards it.
Right, and you see
11 hours.
Yes, that's true.
And it gets bigger. Right. Yeah, that's on 35, isn't it? 40 and 35?
No, it's on 40.
Is
it on 40?
And it doubles as a cell phone tower. Without any knowledge, I'm going to bet like $100 that there's a cell phone tower.
Oh, I'm sure. And I'm sure that whatever church that belongs to is making $1 billion a year just from texting, tweeting, and
it costs $1 to touch it.
They stand up there on the cross with the big money sign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they're like, doing that's right.
Money.
My new ringtone. I swear to God.
Well, as soon as we get the audio clip pulled, we'll do that whole. This is the beginning of hour two. We are in the middle of our headline section.
What's going on here?
It's a snack for later in case I need it.
It's later.
They are. Those are fresh.
Guess what time it is? Later.
Those are.
I brought snacks too.
Those are freshly baked oatmeal cookies from Lux. They just got them today. When I was down there. Yeah. Anyway,
they've been sitting there for an hour. They're not that freshly baked.
They were baked today.
Okay. Settle down.
I didn't bake them. Jesus
Work
Christ.
It out, girl. Work it out.
Anywho, beginning of hour two, we're in the middle of headlines. But before we go into that, we have to do what we normally do is we have to give you our drinking word. But before that, it's our legal disclaimer.
And now, a drink along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom. And that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
All right. Our drinking word today comes with a hashtag.
Oh.
It is not okay.
Okay, I saw you doing that on Facebook today, but I didn't know what it meant. So it's hashtag...
Anything that you have, anything...
Hashtag it is not okay. Homo!
For example, calling Michael Sam a great big...
Homo!
It is not okay.
Not okay.
But you gotta spell it out, because it turns out hashtags don't have...
N-O-T.
Punctuation. So it's I-T-I-S-N-O-T-O-K. But just put it in there, and it's the most horrible things you find on the internet. I want you to hashtag it is not okay.
Okay.
Can I abbreviate that to just hashtag not okay? Because that seems like a lot of typing.
No, because that was taken. Oh. It is not okay is all mine so far. Like, I'm the only one on there.
And deal, I'm on board.
And by the way, for those of you who didn't hear us say last week, our official hashtag is hashtag see you in Tuesday. So it's letter C, the letter U, the letter N, and then Tuesday. So it looks like come Tuesday. And oddly, if you go to... www.cometuesday.com, you get to us.
And if you go back to one of our shows, that's what we had. So that's fantastic.
Oh, you know, speaking of one of our previous shows, we did our show last week, and I'll be damned if not Wednesday or Thursday, I was somewhere, and fucking Ray J was on TV, and I'm like, what the fuck?
See, it is not okay.
He's a-
Hashtag.
It is not okay. Ray J has been our unofficial mascot. I wonder if he would ever just show up and be with us.
I don't want to meet him. People die. We they don't get need fucked the on camera. Nothing good. It's not okay what happens around Ray J.
We would have security come in and just be around us the whole night.
I have to give credit where it's due, though. I was telling Doug Wilkie a story that just got funnier and funnier. And his only response to every single part of it, including Google Image, was, it is not okay. That sounds not okay.
That sounds
it
like,
does
well,
sound like Doug.
That
and
sounds like
I
Doug.
Had to agree with him that the story I told him was just, it was horrible. Yeah. But not really horrible. The person that I was talking about actually thinks things are going swimmingly. But according to Doug and I, it is not okay. But we were actually saying, it's not okay, but the apostrophe threw me. So now you have to say, but it's a little bit gayer to say, it is not okay.
It is not okay. Right.
Hey.
You had to go homo it up. Yeah.
Anytime we can make it gayer for you.
Of course.
Please. Yeah.
It's like I'm pretty sure hashtag homo is not something you want to go look at.
No.
That's probably ass clown.
Ass clown.
The day we Googled ass clown, can't forget that day.
A lot.
It is not okay.
No.
Googling ass clown
that was
is
a
not
lot.
Okay.
Oh, that was terrifying.
What do gay horses eat?
Hey!
There's that.
Homo!
I know, stupid old joke, like a 5-year-old would say. Well, let's get back to the serious business of headlines. Airline passengers have come to expect a tiny escape from the confined space of today's packed planes, the ability to recline their seat, even if it were just a few inches. Well, when one passenger was denied that bit of personal space on Sunday, it led to a heated argument and an unscheduled landing for the plane just halfway to its destination. The fight started on a United Airlines flight because one passenger was using a product called the Knee Defender. It is a $21.95 gadget, which I will show you right now, and it looks like that. That's what it looks like.
Ooh,
it's a gadget that attaches to a passenger's tray table and prevents the person in front of them from reclining. Now, the FAA leaves it up to the individual airlines to set rules about the device, and United Airlines said it prohibits the use of the device. And like all major U.S. airlines, Spirit Airlines and Allegiant Air take the reclining mechanisms out of their seats altogether, leaving them permanently upright. The dispute on the United flight, number 1462, from Newark to Denver, escalated to the point where the airline decided to divert the... This is the funny part to me. They decided to divert to Chicago's O'Hare International Airport, according to the TSA spokesman, Ron Feinstein. Chicago police and the TSA officers met the flight, spoke to the passengers.
And shot both people.
Which one was...
Hashtag, it is not okay.
It is not okay. The passengers were both a man and a woman, both age 48, and they actually deemed that it was a customer service issue and they didn't want to be involved at all. The plane continued to Denver without them, arriving an hour and 38 minutes late, according to the airline's website. Now, the FAA can impose a civil fine up to $25,000 for passengers who are unruly. In this case, no arrest was made, according to the airport spokesman, Greg Cunningham. The fight started when a male passenger seated in the middle seat of row 12 used his Knee Defender stops to prevent a woman in the row 11 middle seat from reclining while he was on his laptop. According to a law enforcement official with knowledge of the situation who spoke on the condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to speak, a flight attendant asked him to remove the device and he refused. The woman then stood up, turned around, and threw a cup of water on him.
Who had a girl?
As she should.
And that's when United decided to land in Chicago.
They said, hashtag, it is not okay.
Shit got real.
The two passengers were not allowed to continue to Denver. Both passengers were sitting, however, in United's Economy Plus section, which is a part
of the... sounds like a fat, cheap girl. She's in the Economy Plus section. It's the Lane Bryant of
it
travel.
It is the part of the plane that has 4 more inches of leg room than the rest of the coach.
The leg room, the width.
And there, the worst is not the person reclining. It's the little fucking kid kicking the back of your chair for a whole flight.
Oh. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Oh, that.
Not you.
That's one of the ones where, like, we're going to need to tase your child. Because that
people that try to get comfortable and keep, like, pulling on the top of the chair. People in general.
Though I could not recline. That when I made that flight from here to Atlanta a couple weeks ago, I was really happy to be in that very last row because, A, nobody was around me, and, B, nobody was behind me. Nobody. I had the row to myself. That was the best.
Yeah.
I realize not all flights are like
that.
It's
very rare now to get the seat to the row to yourself.
They like crazy. Yeah.
But because it was at 30 in the morning going that way, I think it was my safety. Because coming home, every seat on the flight was... Because everybody was trying to get out of Atlanta.
But I
booked
early and picked my seat very carefully. For me to be in a middle seat, there has to be a lot of fucking things that have gone wrong with my travel plans. Or a dead relative at the other side of that journey.
The trip, right.
Yeah. Hashtag, it is not okay.
It is not okay.
It is not.
No.
Oh, now we're singing it.
It's lost all its original color and flavor.
Homo.
Now we're doing the Lay's version of the chip.
We can go back. Poutine homo.
Chicken and waffle homos.
Remember that delicious food we had? Maybe we could turn that into a potato chip.
Homo. Yes.
With just a couple of salts and licks.
Yeah, that's what she said.
And a little vinegar.
Just a little.
Little vinegar.
We are this drinking word is a hashtag though, right? It's a hashtag.
But you can just say it. It is not okay. But I encourage people to populate the "it is not okay" page with things that just aren't okay.
Because I'm typing it into our screen.
What I got?
And the original cause of it I can't put on there because everyone knows the person that we were talking about.
That's fantastic.
So it's a bitchy story, if you can imagine.
There it is.
Well, we like that.
Local gossip is one of my favorite things about listening to this show. Because often I'm like, wait. I know what it is. I know.
And it's often a very veiled attempt at hiding the identity of that person. Yeah. A thinly veiled attempt.
Thinly veiled.
Yes.
Or we just lose the show. Which sometimes can be
that show had to be lost.
That's beneficial.
Because there would be lawsuits if that wasn't lost.
Dim All the Lights is a show that will never, ever appear again. But fortunately for all of us.
And mostly me. Well, I was calling people out on their shit left and right that night because I was drunk and pissed off.
That's not the one with the bar owner who shall not be named, is it?
No.
Because that was hilarious, too. And I'm determined not to be that.
No. Some white people suck.
Some
white people suck. And with this whole...
Some spit, some swallow, the whole thing.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just continuing. Before she turns it into a pun, I wanted to get there first and rescue it.
That's nice.
Holy hell.
Anyway, some white people do suck. And this whole Ferguson, Missouri issue has just gone... It is not okay.
It is not okay.
And it truly is not, it is not okay. Did you guys hear what the lieutenant governor had to say about Anglo-American jurisprudence?
No.
Maybe don't use those words. You know, the Anglo part. Maybe just go ahead and leave that word off. Whenever a crisis involving police brutality against black people arises in America, you can be sure that an old white Republican will weigh in on the situation with something so transparently racist and insensitive that it's hard to believe we're living in the 21st century.
Yeah, and the fact that they don't see it.
At all.
Yeah.
Not even a little
bit. That's always my favorite part is when they're like, why is that racist?
And I apologize. I didn't look up the pronunciation. It's either Kinder or Kinder. Peter Kinder.
Sounds more German if you say
governor,
it, Kinder. Yeah.
Lieutenant, right?
Frau Kinder.
Frau Kinder. Hair Kinder in this case.
He demanded
hair.
That Jane
Frau
Nixon.
Or hair. Frau or hair. Oh, that's good.
What?
Frau or hair.
Frau.
However you self-identify.
I like that.
So who
are you? You're never going to spell that right.
Shut up. I have Google.
Two R's.
Governor Nixon, this Kinder. Demanded that Nixon reinstate that curfew. That
ding
was
bang,
bada bada
bing bang.
Homo.
That's homo. thinking it's
the kinder kinder. Please
don't make me write it out in music.
Kinder, gentler kinder. Nope. Not today,
not
Satan.
Not today.
No, not today, today kinder. Uh-oh.
It is not, okay. Anyway.
I'm going to spit ground and water out of my mouth.
We're going to let you finish one story.
Oh, I don't give a shit.
Not this one.
It's my fault.
Nope. So the lieutenant governor is calling for Anglo-American jurisprudence, which translates to we need white law to quell uncontrollable black people. And he goes through, I mean, the whole thing is just, he doesn't get it. You're exactly right. At which point, the next story that came out in conjunction with it is that the gentleman who has seemingly brought some peace to the area, that Captain Ronald Johnson.
Yes, right? I've watched him on the news. He's been excellent. He
has
really
been really impressive. He came out and apparently flashed gang signs. Did you hear about that?
No.
They said that he came out and flashed gang signs. Now,
is it games like this, like peace? That's a gang sign?
Do you see it? Can you see this right here? It's a Kappa Alpha Psi sign, and it's like an okay sign, right, but kind of upside down.
But whatever. It is not okay.
But it is okay, but people made it not okay. They said that he was flashing gang signs. Captain Johnson is a member of Kappa Alpha Psi, a black fraternity that was formed in 1911. And the hand sign is a Kappa greeting. And apparently he walked up and did that, and white people went kind of crazy and thought
Thought it was a gang sign.
They thought he was part of the Bloods or the Crips.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Different sign.
Totally.
Not that I know
but
what
it's
it is.
That kind of ignorance. Right? Right. Simply because a black man showed up on the TV. And
now they're going to say that you should shoot people because he's wearing some kind of a gang jacket. No, it's called a fraternity, fucktard.
Well, either that or it's called a uniform.
Yeah. Which is a way.
Huh?
Inches away, fraternity, gang. Fraternity.
Well, you just don't know.
Yeah.
You just don't know.
One drinks more.
One rapes more.
No. No.
The fraternity.
Exactly.
Still talking about
500 points, yeah.
Maybe. We don't know.
But oh my God, I totally forgot. I can't do the Latin king sign. Wait, I have to think about it.
I don't know what you're fucking talking about. Is that a lesbian thing? Lesbian gang?
No, she's showing us the first symptoms of ALS.
It's a literal gang thing. We had a party long ago that I went as a Latin king and I learned the gang sign. I Googled it like white people do.
Which makes it hashtag okay.
I like how you hashtag frau or hair.
No, Molly did it and I just had to congratulate her.
Oh, okay.
Hashtag frau or hair.
So, anyway, the whole thing is becoming so absurd.
I agree.
Even far more than it already was.
And we entered just straight up folly today when the guy doing a video chat has the recording of the six gunshots.
Yeah.
But he's like,
or
hey, baby,
13th.
I love your video. Yeah. You look really hot.
And then, bang, 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 bang.
And he doesn't flinch.
No, because, I mean,
there are like 13 shots, though. Like 11? I think it's 11 total.
But
that are heard that they...
And it's far off the distance, and clearly he's masturbating, and not a lot's going to separate you from that. But the best part
something
is...
Something was shooting.
Because somebody's like, I'm kind of suspicious that this is... that he wants to remain anonymous. They're like, he's watching a porn video and clearly touching himself, and he may or may not be married. There's a lot of reasons why he may be requesting an anonymity.
Yeah, right.
And it was my girl, Sunny, that I never get her last name right, but she's the CNN correspondent. I think she got passed out for The View. I'm still hoping she gets on The View.
Oh, you talked about her. Right.
But she's the homegirl from the Bronx or Brooklyn. She's always trying to, like, get her street cred in there. Right. And so they come back to her as everyone's like, I'm a little suspicious of anonymity. She's like, listen to that video again and listen to what he's
saying.
Why
he doesn't want to...
He's probably not going to want to show his face.
John Doe from Ferguson, Missouri, has submitted this audio clip.
Who may or may not be married to a woman who may or may not be currently divorcing him. I need the laptop for my job, honey.
Yeah.
That
I'm just
job.
At the door for a minute.
Yeah.
What is this credit card charge from friends online? I don't understand what this is.
Well, hopefully that the shit that's going on there hopefully will not continue to spread
I just have to say that I cannot hear one more police chief say, we're going to use this as a training exercise. No, go back and watch movies from the 60s and use those as your training exercise. We don't have to shoot any more kids for you to say it's a training opportunity. No, it's not. Game's over. Right. Stop saying that.
Back up.
You know, the problem is, I don't know why, like, lethal force is the first option. There are so many non-lethal weapons. Like, they can shoot beanbags at them and they can...
Oh, no, it's too... Getting the taser out takes time. Longer than the gun?
Seriously, like, to go to the trunk and get the fucking shotgun takes longer than to pull the taser off your belt? Come on.
Same song. Yeah. It's the same draw. It's the same thing.
It takes too long to get that taser out, and sometimes they're ineffective. Well, the gun proved to be ineffective, too, because he's dead. Their excuses were very
like
funny.
Like, the rubber
on
bullets
that.
Will, you know, disable the shit out of everyone except for that one guy on PCP, and, you know, whatever. Like, he gets a fighting chance, but...
And use that as a trainer, because, like, here's
there
what...
There you go.
Yeah, he's on PCP. He's going to be up for a while. Everybody come out and train on him.
Right.
Get your rubber bullets.
Let's go.
He's got about two more hours left of the PCP.
Yeah, I don't understand why lethal force is the first option.
And then,
and I think it's been the option.
And then invade the city, and then
with all the military might that we would use,
and then
in
get
any
the
other
paramilitary.
Yes. Sure.
But the interesting thing, I don't know if you've read this, of where this guy comes from. This Darren Wilson, is that his name, the shooter?
Darren Wilson, yeah.
Turns out there's a small town in Missouri, not far from Ferguson, that had such problems with race relations that what they did? They got rid of their police force. Google this city. I can't remember the name of the city, but it's right near Ferguson. This is look up his history as a policeman. This city's race relations were so bad.
He was a policeman there?
He was a policeman there. They had to fire the entire... They just disbanded, and they brought in the St. Louis County and the state police in to become the police for that city, and they just don't have a police force anymore. And this guy is from there and hired. Not that that paints a picture of him.
No,
you know what I mean?
Not
you can't
a complete picture, but...
But it tells you of like what he was used to.
Give some background, right.
That there is a city in Missouri that actually just disbanded their police force because they were so racist and so at odds with the community at large. And that's where he comes from. And this is from the Washington... I can credit this one. Yeah. This is from the Washington Post.
Okay.
This is like the this is the Republicans' dream team.
Dream team, sure.
Like the Republican Post is to what our New York Times to them.
And I think it's so difficult. We were sitting there last night watching... I don't know. She had on Big Brother or something. And we were eating dinner... And there was a helicopter, and I just heard it. It just made me think of it, a helicopter going overhead at her house. And, you know, we're looking, and we're trying to figure it out. And then it all calmed down. We were right back to our dinner and just watching TV, and not a care really in the world. And it dawned on me that there are people, whether it's in Ferguson, that are going around looking like the 1960s with all the different race relations kind of stuff. And yet we're just sitting there, and we're enjoying dinner, and to try to... Picture that, or Iraq.
Because you're white, so when you see cops come by, when the ghetto birds fly over,
they're there to
you
protect.
Don't think that you're about to be shot. You think, they're here to protect us.
Right.
But for other people, no, they're coming to kill us.
I'm trying to remember.
But so many other things going on that are just so crazy.
You bringing up the city that where they disbanded their police force.
It's Ferguson, Missouri. Or, I'm sorry, Jennings.
Jennings, Missouri. It's just a few miles away. It's another township nearby.
There was
they actually just got rid of...
They said we're done.
Yeah. No, the small city of Jennings, Missouri had a police department so troubled and with so much tension between white officers and black residents that the city council finally decided to disband it. Everyone in the Jennings Police Department was fired, and new officers were brought in to create a credible department from scratch. And that's where this guy from Ferguson, that's like his hometown, his
and
first police
And this isn't some wackadoo left-wing, like, only
right,
I read
right,
it.
Right,
no,
right.
The one that
it was only 3 years ago.
Yeah, only 3 years
ago. Oh, my
ago.
God.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, he's only 27, 28
years old. Yeah, he's young.
No, but there was a special, and I don't think it's the same city. Mm. I don't recall what it is. CNN did a film or a special on a city that... and I didn't watch it, but oddly, being from Missouri, I don't remember hearing of this. Apparently, it was quite some time ago, maybe in the late 70s, early 80s, that the entire city, or this area, whatever it was, maybe it was a housing development, I've forgotten, all of them had sort of made a secret pact that they would only sell to white families or white people.
It's called Ahwatukee.
No. I understand what you're saying, but no. But
incidentally, also Gilbert.
Yeah.
But then apparently somebody didn't get the memo, and then somebody bought in, or the realtors wouldn't even show them the houses, and all of a sudden, if they had a black couple call them or a black family call them to look at the house, miraculously the house is already under contract. Something I've forgotten what it is, and I wanted to watch it because I was kind of like, really? I was kind of appalled that was still going on.
Yeah.
Very, very not in my backyard.
And not all the area that everyone calls Ahwatukee, but actual Ahwatukee proper, which is really
deep, very small.
It's only Elliott and Warner. It goes back.
The little loop kind of area?
Once you get to Knox Road, you are not part of the White Kingdom. Yeah. Like, just quit fooling yourself. You live in Phoenix.
But I think to your point,
you're not
Clayton,
even in Chandler.
Ferguson is bringing out a lot of that.
Oh, no, you're right. It is.
Where all of a sudden all the things that people aren't, I mean, talk about white guilt. Like, to look around and go, how do you not pay attention to the fact that it's that that bad.
Yeah, that somebody. When I read that story, I kept going up to the byline because I'm like, okay, what am I reading? Clearly, this is an Onion story.
Yeah,
right, you know what I mean. Yeah. I'm like, it's the Washington fucking Post.
It's legitimate.
Yeah, so that crazy.
Was all white. Yeah,
all white.
Everyone knows that that's called all white Tukey. But that really was the point, was because they were right near Guadalupe.
Hmm.
And they wanted a white enclave, if you will.
An enclave.
If I'm using like that, it is not okay.
No, it is not.
Well,
okay.
Our final story, and I saved this for last, and you're going to understand why in just moments.
I'll wait right here.
This is our. I saved this one because I just knew it would tip off the entire show tonight, and then we're going to go to entertainment. A 61-year-old man reportedly complained to Dunedin, Florida city officials multiple times about TJ Guerrero's...
This is our first Florida story.
Guerrero's illegal, quote, illegal business and the supposed damage it is bringing to the value of his property and the neighborhood. So when your neighbor is a lemon, well, you continue to make lemonade, apparently. TJ Guerrero is an entrepreneurial 12-year-old boy. He sells both strawberry and regular flavored Country Time lemonade and fresh baked cookies from a stand in front of his house in Dunedin, Florida. Meanwhile, neighbor and crotchety old man, who isn't too sweet on this operation, is a 61-year-old man named Doug Wilkie.
Oh, how funny.
I love it. That is okay.
Wilkie has reportedly emailed City Hall at least four times about TJ's year-round illegal business, griping that it causes trash, noise, and will decrease the value of his property. The man's first complaint to the city about TJ's stand in March of 2013. Then there was follow-up complaints sent in October, as well as March and June of 2014. In one email, Wilkie wrote that TJ's friends who hung out around the stand were loud and foul-mouthed kids who threw things into his lawn, lit fireworks, it spooked his dog, and one of the kids accidentally crashed her bike into Wilkie's parked car. Well, this summer, Wilkie wrote that the pesky kid and his beverage business were, quote, back again! All caps, exclamation mark, 10 times. If this were a once-a-year event by a couple of kids to earn a little money for a holiday or something, I wouldn't have a problem with it, he wrote in one of his complaints. I am very worried about the value of my home, which is why I built in a residential area, not in a business district. Wilkie wrote in another that the city could possibly face repercussion in the event that someone became ill or from spoiled or contaminated food and drink sales. TJ said that
This is a joy-free human.
He's completely joy-free human. So let's hear an audio clip from the kid. Bless you, sir. I just thought it was a cute audio clip from this kid. Let's hear from him directly.
Fighting the Wilk.
Yes, right here.
He just doesn't really like me doing the lemonade stand. I'm not sure why, but he just doesn't really approve of it, I guess. And he says I bother him and that the traffic is annoying, I guess. But I don't really understand why. But that's all he says. And he's called the cops, the commissioner, the city of Dunedin. All of them approve of the lemonade stand. So I don't really think he can do anything else about it.
I think that's my favorite part.
What a foul-mouthed little son of a bitch.
That's what I love.
They had to beep him.
In the video, that's a big dump truck driver that actually pulls up at her house and stops and gets out and has lemonade.
That's the best part. He's bringing an 18-wheeler.
BJ and the bear are stopping by.
Oh, my God, I love it.
And his little sister standing on the curb going like this.
Yeah.
Blow it.
In a tube top.
So
I love tube tops.
And L. Doug Wilkie saying, it is not okay.
My favorite thing about the thing is, well, the kid goes, well, there's nothing else he can do about it. TJ said that he started selling lemonade to raise money for an iPod, which I think is commendable. The kid's raising money all on his own. He sells cups of Country Time lemonade for $1, and he also...
Oh, shit.
He charges 50...
Shit's gone up, man, let me tell you.
Wow, inflation hits Florida.
He
charges
50 cents for cookies. Authorities have asked other neighbors about his stand, and they say that they have no problem with it. City Planning and Development Director Greg Rice said that we are not in the business of trying to regulate kids like that, nor do we want to do any code enforcement on this at all. Dunedin, Florida Planning and Development Director Greg Rice told the Tampa Bay Times that we are not out there trying to put lemonade stands out of business.
Yes. Yeah. Well, the best part is, Doug Wilkie, buy the fucking kid an iPod and the goddamn thing.
Yeah.
Amazon.com, get a refurbished iPod for $150 and leave Junior alone.
Yeah.
Well, no.
But I'm sorry,
curiosity.
A buck for lemonade. Yeah. This kid's. He knows who lives in his neighborhood.
He took his inspiration from Starbucks.
Yeah. Fuck me. He says a venti.
$20 coffee.
But there's
a Trenti now.
Yes, it's delightful.
But you're limited, nice. And it can't be coffee.
Iced coffee.
Yeah. Well, you can do
and
iced
you can
coffee,
have extra shots.
Iced teas, very nice in the trend.
Oh, did they? Because at first you weren't allowed. You weren't allowed to have 30 ounces of coffee. I'm like, have you met me?
You can't get like.
She shrieked.
You can't get like lattes or this.
That's not okay.
You get regular iced coffee with like as many extra shots as you want. It's delightful, really.
My God, you'd be up for a week.
Not really.
Oh.
But it's nice at the time.
Oh, I didn't know.
Although this one, you watch these things at 3 o'clock in the morning and then is pissy because they don't meet her quality standards.
I can't have an opinion that's adverse to his.
Wait, did you order the thing that goes in between your car seats?
Because
I saw that the other night.
Oh, they have a train to cup?
Huh?
For a train to cup?
I was only vaguely listening. So
Was he talking?
Yeah. No, to everyone. No. I heard something about watches TV at 3 a.m. and judges the quality, and then I remembered an infomercial that I saw with a little tray that goes in between your seats to catch all the crap that falls out
of your
pockets.
Oh, I've seen that.
See?
No, I've seen that.
If you wait 5 minutes, you can get two for $10.
No, yes. But wait, there's more.
If you're one of the first 500 callers.
Yeah.
And I was.
Damn it, 501. Fuck.
Damn it.
And I was.
Again.
I got to wait for tomorrow.
Right. No, but what I was confused about was I thought that there was something that had come out that was like the new cup has a different size and it's an insert that goes in your cup holder that fits this Trenti cup is what I thought.
It's called socks.
Huh? I don't need. No, the Trenti's bigger.
What?
I don't. Never mind.
He wants a bigger hole.
Oh, I'm gonna let that.
Not
go.
My problem. Sir. No, yeah. Not no, my no, problem.
That's it is not said. Okay.
Not. Oh, no, it's
so,
not.
Yeah. No. Remember the kids' library in Ohio?
Yeah.
That was on the front lawn.
Oh, right. Same
and they
thing.
Were bitching. Right. Now, granted, I mean, one's selling something and one's just, you know,
giving away
but we
free
all
books.
Know where reading right. leads to.
But there's an entrepreneurial
lemonade stands.
You know? I mean, what are people doing? We used to have lemonade stands. Well, I didn't. I got bored with that real fast.
But there was still always that one guy that you just didn't go on his lawn.
Get off my lawn.
You realize
this
that.
This is that guy.
I'm going to be that guy.
Yeah.
I'm already that
already
guy.
Is.
And I have kids living in my house.
I'm not. Well,
can't tell.
Yeah. No, I'm going to be that guy. I'm that guy.
Oh my God, that's my favorite.
Actually, in fairness, I was that guy at 12, 13.
Yeah.
Wait, here's my surprise face.
No, I know. Right. It's coming.
Oh, it
it's
looks
coming.
Like my surprise face. It's really good.
I've been practicing.
And that does it for headlines as we go directly into our portion of the... You don't even look like you're ready. Are you ready?
Oh, it always hit because
he's so prepared.
She's never ready. He's never ready for it. Do you want me to play a dance break before you have to do this?
No, do it. Do it. There's not a lot.
And it's time for Al Perkins Entertainment!
Entertainment! The Emmys were on. What do you want to hear? And a couple new shows. We had a death that, swear to God, thought he was already dead. And really, I was as shocked by the headline as anything I've been shocked by recently. Wait, and there's another headline that I'll find in a minute because I forgot about it. But it's there. And
this is what I meant about preparedness.
Not
at all. This is high quality podcasting, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus.
Now, in all fairness, the Emmys were on, so I just figured that would be the whole show.
Yeah, really,
oh no, but he's
really
always
is.
Got something else.
Oh, so
he'll make this 45 minutes of everything about him, even though he said there's not much. You know that.
Well, you know the Emmy Awards are going to take a long time. I tried
not
to read too much.
He's going to talk about that super good movie, Chef.
Yeah. Well, oh God, I hope he does. okay, so some people may have seen the movie Dog Day Afternoon, and it turns out that they made a document because it's the true story. Al Pacino and Chris Sarandon are the stars, and it turns out there's a documentary out now called, I think it's called The Dog, and it is about the actual story of the guy that robbed the bank to pay for his lover to get a transsexual surgery, and it's from the 70s, and it's a fantastic movie, and I found out much, much later in life that it was a true story, and there's a documentary coming out.
Let it out. It's not okay.
It is not okay.
So that's interesting. And it
again, what's it called?
I believe it's called The Dog. I thought it was on this page, but it turns out I should have written it down because it was actually in the entertainment.
Yes, The Dog 2013, and the cover here on IMDb looks like a fabulously 70s porn.
Holding a gun.
You are on that Google, girl.
John Welshowitz, whose attempted robbery of a Brooklyn bank to finance his male lover's sex reassignment surgery, was the real-life inspiration for Dog Day Afternoon. So, I mean, again, we've learned the rules of spoiler alerts. Entertainment Weekly has provided us with the rules. You have 24 to 48 hours to expect everyone to say, oh my God, I just saw the show, and, you know, polite conversation. You expect people to keep a secret. After 48 hours, it's your own fucking fault. You know what I mean? Get HBO. Mm-hmm. So we can't help
charge
you.
Charge your mother more rent.
I started charging mom more rent, right, and I now have.
I steal it from the in-laws.
Dog Day Afternoon in 1975, I feel pretty safe in telling you that the wife that he's talking about is a man. And although it was a shocking thing in 1975, it probably still is, because it's not what you're expecting.
40 years later, I think we've probably
moved on.
You
can go ahead and give that part up.
And I really would feel sad for you if you've never seen the movie Dog Day Afternoon, because it is just spectacularly funny.
You feel sad for me on a lot of occasions.
I really do, because there's so much good entertainment that you're missing out on. Now, for new shows coming up in the fall, luckily the Emmys were on NBC, so they really reminded me of the new Deborah Messing show that's coming out Wednesday nights.
I love her. I just don't think this is going to work.
I think it looks really fun.
I think it looks fun. Yeah,
like kind of a funny take on a cop show, a little comedy,
little
drama.
Have you seen anything about it?
Diary of Laura. What's it called? The Life of
something Laura.
Laura, yeah. Something.
Again, let me look it up.
The Life of Laura.
It's snarky, but yeah, it's like a cop kind of thing.
But she's good in everything. The starter was
great. Timing.
She looked fabulous last night on the Emmys.
Yeah, the Mysteries of Laura.
Mysteries.
And I think it looks really good. Very excited about it. And then I'll look up this other one. This other show that they're really playing the hell out of it on, playing the hell out of the commercials on Fox. And it starts in less than a month. It starts in the middle of September. And it's the only other show that I'm really looking forward to besides, Gotham. Reminded by your shirt that Gotham starts. It's really about Gordon. Commissioner Gordon. And the start. It's the origin story for Batman and Catwoman and everything.
Oh,
and Batman is
still the little boy.
Still a little boy
who
just shot and stuff like that. The Red Band Society is. Now, whether or not Octavia Spencer's in the entire show or she's just in the pilot, we're not sure. And it looks like one of those laugh cry hospital shows. I think it looks really charming. The commercials are good about all these kids in a cancer clinic, just ripe for comedy. But I think it looks really good.
I think I need to go back, speaking of shows, and I wanted to get into it when it came out last season. Mom watched all of it, said it was fabulous, and the previews for the upcoming season look good, and I just never got
is
on
it
board.
Blacklist?
The Blacklist.
Oh, she loved that show.
Well,
she
does. Really,
because I love
that.
Spader in everything he's ever done. Yeah. When he was in Boston Common, Boston Legal.
Which is another one that I've only seen bits and pieces
again,
of, but I
loved. Again, me too. But him and the interaction with him and Shatner and everybody else in that series, I love him. But totally different character. But I guess I don't know if it's on demand, if I can go back and look at it for Blacklist for the first season, because I feel that I need to know a backstory to get to where we are.
Do you know where James Spader, where you probably first saw him?
He didn't see that movie.
Well, wait. I think I know of the movie, but you have to help
Pretty in Pink.
Okay, got nothing for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I saw the movie, but I don't remember.
He's the snarky bad guy.
He was the bad guy in the movie.
I saw that. In fairness,
Sloan.
I saw that movie when it was in theaters. So that's what 82, 83.
Oh, I have that movie memorized.
I got nothing for you.
And 16 Candles.
Nothing for you. And I also like pasty. I also don't like pasty white people.
Isn't she?
Well, then you do not enjoy the films of John Hughes at all.
You don't want any of
it. It is the trials and tribulations of pasty white people. Through their high school years. And I never remember which one is John Cryer in.
Pretty in Pink.
Pretty in Pink is the one that Molly Ringwald had just enough star power to kill the ending of Pretty in Pink.
Yes.
And that's why they make Some Kind of Wonderful, was to fire Molly Ringwald and redo, because it's the exact same movie. If you pay any attention
you're
at all.
You're actually right.
It
is the exact same movie, but
Ducky gets the girl.
Yeah.
And Molly Ringwald just did not agree. She did not want to end up with John Cryer.
You look really good in my future. Wearing my future. That's a great line. Because
so that always made me laugh.
He buys the earrings and it sells collet. Anyway.
Yeah, really so nice. It really was the...
Mary Stuart Masterson. Oh.
And it was the end of her career. John Hughes, for all his benevolence, also put the lid on her coffin when he was like, bitch, you're done.
Yeah.
Because they always blamed it on... They always blamed it on test screeners and all this different stuff. But it came out like a week later that, that was her being just that little bit of star power.
Yeah. It should have been the Duckman.
The movie makes no sense and he ends up with some random girl.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Yeah.
You've seen Pretty in Pink.
I actually have no patience for any 80s teen movie, anything. I'm too young.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm too young.
And they're of an era. Anyway. But
yeah, all of them, the Pretty in Pink and the Breakfast Club. And
the only one I think that holds up well is Breakfast Club.
Is that how you feel about
it? Sure.
I think Breakfast Club holds up pretty well. Actually, the one that holds up the best is her first one with Lung Duk Dong.
16 Candles.
16 Candles is the one that I think holds up the best.
Lick. Big yeah. Lick.
But The Breakfast Club holds up pretty well.
It really does.
They made all those movies again in the 90s with better film and people closer to my age.
That's true. Yeah.
It's similar-ish.
I would give you a perspective one on that. I'd let you have that.
Thank you.
Oh.
But just do not tell me about Cruel Intentions.
Yeah, whatever.
I can't even hear that.
Because I have tried, and no. No, I agree with that part.
Dangerous Liaisons is a grown-up movie for grown-ups. It's not about an 18-year-old fucking girl. That's where we have to part company. An 18-year-old girl with that kind of power, I will pee on her. Anyways, so I can't find an Emmy list, but Emmy winners.
What? How? What happened? He got angry.
I will
Real
thank
angry.
You to stop putting words in my mouth.
No, that's one of those few movies.
It is not okay.
It is not okay. There's a couple
I said none of
movies
those things.
That, yeah. There's a couple movies that I just have no use. Pay It Forward, Cruel Intentions. There's like two or three that. Oh, the kid.
Pay It Forward.
Is Cruel Intentions the one with Buffy in it? Is that the one with
Yes.
Sarah Michelle?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But I wouldn't compare that to any of the 80s.
No, but it's a remake of Dangerous Liaisons with Children. It's like watching the Muppet Kids take on Shakespeare. It's horrifying.
What are you trying to do? Run down the list of who won what? Is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah, but I have it mostly memorized.
Apparently not.
No, so I'll just say the Emmys. Seth Meyers, not a bang up job.
No, I was tired
of him. But parts were very funny. And this Billy guy, the Billy on the street, I can't remember what that segment was called.
Oh, God, that was fucking hysterical.
That was...
The dollar?
The dollar. I'll give you a dollar if you agree with me.
You don't know who I am! And, like, it reminded me of you.
Yes, I was...
Oh, my God.
I'm like, either he has my style of comedy or I have his, because we were on the same page. I'll give you a dollar if you agree with me.
Totally. And the yelling in people's faces. How do you not know?
Yeah.
And running away.
That was very funny. The opening monologue, he's just a little too relaxed, and he has that snarky Weekend Update. Like, he's really not a big, he's just not a big room performer, so as far as I'm concerned. But he got it done. It was the fastest I have ever seen an award show go. I have never had an award show fly by.
It's because there wasn't much clapping.
Yeah.
According to you.
There's something wrong with your TV.
Not this again.
Well, hey, I'm okay if it just quiets the commercials and the clapping of things.
I just put a link in the chat room showing you all the nominees and the winners from
the Matthew
Emmy,
McConaughey stuff was very funny.
The picking on the Matthew McConaughey. And now one of the critics
don't like him.
No, but it was very... But
the picking on him was very funny.
Picking on him was great. That was so many different people.
And when the woman won for Best Director and she said, I'll cry if I look at my cast, so I'm just going to make eyes at you, Matthew McConaughey. Yeah. And she did the whole thing to him.
Modern Family.
And then she tells the camera, Cameron, get out of my way. You're breaking my line of view. Because, of course, you're trying to get a cutaway to him. Uh-huh. But then she couldn't see him.
She's like, I'm going to
keep directing from up here. Cameraman, you need to move a little bit over.
I didn't miss that one.
Yeah, Best Director for Modern Family.
Very funny. But not for the episodes that I thought. I would have thought they would have put in the wedding video. And they went with Farce, which is a good choice. They went with the Las Vegas episode with the changing of the rooms and in and out. Yep. And Farce wins Emmys. And Frasier has five. The reason Frasier has five Emmys for best comedy series like Modern Family is every year they would have. He's my favorite author, Joe. Oh my God, I can't think of his name.
Huizinga.
No, he wrote. Oh my God,
I have no idea.
One of my favorite writers. He wrote for Desperate Housewives. He wrote for Frasier. It'll come to me in a minute. But every year they would put in their Farce episode, and that's how they would win Best Comedy. Okay. They would have the slamming doors, the in and out, the mistaken identities, thinking that Frasier's dad was gay, and then of course because his two sons are so gay, why wouldn't the dad be gay? And he's talking about his old. They think it's his old lover that died. So they did a very similar episode. If you looked back,
Frasier and what was the other show?
Modern Family, because now they're tied for the most
Emmy
wins. No,
that writer that you liked.
His name is Joe.
No, but Frasier, and he wrote for Frasier.
Desperate Housewives.
Thank you.
He wrote Putting on the Ritz. He wrote My Blue Heaven. His name is Joe. Fuck it.
I'm looking.
Fuckity fuck fuck fuck.
That sounds hard to spell.
That is hard to spell. It is not okay.
Could you slow down a little? I'm trying to get there.
I believe it was.
Okay, so that was really funny.
Fuckity fuck fuck fuck.
Right, but back up one. five?
Fuck it.
Okay. Right. Okay, go ahead.
Give me just a second. So that was good. The in memoriam part where they didn't give Sarah Bareilles credit for singing for like 20 minutes later, but an absolutely
beautiful
version. I think it's Joe McGinnis.
Joe Keenan.
Joe McGinnis is the guy that writes true crime stories. Keenan is one of the funniest writers. You. Three gay books, My Blue Heaven, Putting on the Ritz, and whatever her third one was, laugh out loud comedy books. And then he wrote a lot of, he was a co-producer and writer on Frasier. And then he moved to Desperate Housewives when they decided they really were going to be a comedy. The in memoriam part, huge stars. That was huge stars.
Were you familiar with the fact that many of them had died? Like, I don't mean to be ignorant, but I don't remember.
We talked about almost every one of them on the show.
Even when I saw them, like, I forgot that they had passed away. I told, like, when Mickey Rooney came up, I'm like,
I knew that. Yeah.
And then I had to realize, well, no, yeah, you did. Yeah, it was funny because
you literally talked
about it. Like the lady.
No. I realized we did. I do realize that we talked.
Joan Fontaine, Ann B. Davis, Juanita Moore.
Absolutely. But the I can't think of the woman's name who was in. I feel like
Marcia
she was
Wallace.
In like Sesame Street or one of those, like Sesame Street or Electric Company. But then was also
the black lady.
Hispanic.
No, Fergie's still alive.
Yeah.
And was in like maybe West Side Story or something.
Yes, now I can't think of her name either. Yes,
because I saw her and I went, wait a minute.
We did not talk about her, but I remembered she died.
I closely pay attention.
Yeah.
Shit.
Okay. I thought it was lovely, and it was really.
But it was beautiful.
And then he didn't give her credit for a really beautiful version of Smile. And then Robin Williams, he's dead.
Still dead.
Billy Crystal. I thought that was a very classy tribute.
Yeah.
And I was amazed that he held it together because I don't.
There was one time where I thought he was going to lose it.
Yeah. I really did.
And I that's one of those things where I just don't understand. Yeah. It's the Lea Michele still going back to Glee and going back to Where You Work When Your Dead Boyfriend Is Missing. Like, I don't know how people do that and fake that shit. Because I'd be like, excuse me, I'm going to have a breakdown over there. I'll be back in 20 minutes. Right. Why not film a scene without me?
And they do that. I think they have the breakdown and then come back in 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's just so I'm just amazed when people can hold, and on live TV, I thought that was very nicely done. And some of the little in-jokes between people worked. The whole, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus, I think they give her the Emmy. Give her the Emmy just for the payoff of whatever she's going to do. Her and Bryan Cranston come out.
I don't know if you saw
that. They come on stage
that.
And presented. And they did a thing about how much he looked like an actor that had been on Seinfeld and played a dentist.
And she's so just like, whatever.
And she's just, and he's like, that was me. She's like, no. He's like, it was me. She's like, sir. And she goes on about her thing. He's like, we had a kissing scene. And she's like, enough.
And she just smiles like, oh.
And smiles like, oh my God, actors. And so then, and she dismisses him as he's trying to say that I am the person, like.
Same song.
Same song. Yeah. So then when she wins, he jumps up. And like smothers her in a kiss, like gives her this big giant, like it was a good 20 second
really,
kiss, like makes out with her before she gets to the stage and she gets up there and she's like, oh, that is him.
He was on Seinfeld.
You just want her to win to see how she's going to fuck with the award. Last year having Tony Hale do it.
Feed her the lines, I remember
the
that.
The one year reading Amy Poehler's acceptance speech.
That's right.
Thanking her kids.
She has such great timing. Yeah. I mean, just anything and everything. She's so funny.
And a billionaire. She doesn't even have to work for it. It pisses me off.
No, not even a little bit.
All right, some of the bits work. Some of them didn't. I think if you watch Game of Thrones, that Weird Al thing was really genius. I just don't watch it, but I really did, like, I did appreciate how hard they were working the thing about it's dragons and boobs, but to be fair, it's mostly boobs. Yeah.
I fast-forwarded through that.
Yeah.
It was 3 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't understand it at all.
All I got out of that whole thing was I was watching the boy dancers. That's all I got out of that.
Right.
And I was marveled by how perfectly put together Weird Al's hair is and stayed there the entire time.
Oh, yeah. That is Jerry Curl at work.
Yeah.
So for winners, Buddy Early will be very happy that Juliana Margulies won for The Good Wife. And she was the only one that made the comment about the fact that they do what Buddy said and I've said. They do 22 episodes of television. It's not really fair to judge someone's work against someone who's doing 8 to 13 episodes when they're doing 22.
Refresh my memory for Julianne Margulies. Where did she...
ER.
Before that, there was nothing?
No. In ER,
no,
her character
was George Clooney love interest.
Okay, but
I've been in love with her for a long time.
And I remember, but what's funny is, I don't remember, and again, because I don't watch all the TV that everybody else watches, I remember seeing her there, and I remember thinking how... I just thought she was so beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And I hadn't seen her, and ER was... 25 years ago?
And she had a show in between. No, not that long. 94.
Clearly.
Came on in 94.
20 years ago.
Oh, that is 20 years ago.
Actually, really fucking good point. And
no, but I'm thinking, because I saw her and I'm like,
Wow. And she disappeared for a long time. Yeah.
Oh, I guess so. But by no means do I mean that, like, everybody ages, and I get this. But I was like, wow, she's aged. And I didn't realize, because I didn't realize how long it had been since ER. Because in my head, it was like last week.
Yeah.
And I look at her, but she's still, I think she's beautiful.
Oh, she is beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Beautiful gal.
And she, she was supposed to die in the first episode of ER, but she was so well liked that they made her live.
I'm so glad they did.
Because the episode was supposed to, because she attempts suicide at the end of it, and they brought her back after the first episode was aired, and all the executives thought she was really good. They're like, is there any way she can pull through? Is there any way that gun could have gone through her head and landed somewhere else?
Is there anyone here that knows CPR?
Yeah.
She was apparently on a couple of episodes of The Sopranos, Snakes on a Plane, which...
No.
I feel Scrubs? Like she was on
Scrubs. Oh, she was on Scrubs.
I remember seeing a couple of that.
And then otherwise, there are a number of things listed, but...
But her big breakout
Jennifer,
was ER.
Jennifer, a TV movie. I mean, like, remember I don't that? Know what these
things are. Oh, yeah. She was a glorified... It was just a... It was, and she ended up winning the Emmy for that season.
Okay.
Mostly based on that pilot, because she was the nurse that was... It was too harrowing, and it was too much for her, and she tries to off herself. And amazingly, in a turn of events, lives.
Lives, miraculously.
Wow, it is
she
not
was
okay.
Also
okay
to die. In 1993, in Murder, She Wrote.
I don't. Well,
that's awesome.
And I always had to claim the fact I had never seen one episode of that show. I make all kinds of jokes about that. I've never seen one episode.
I just found it on, and I'm DVRing it.
I will tell you that
because it just makes me laugh.
I will tell you that I've probably seen it only because my grandmother, my mom's mom, watched every single episode. And the funny thing is, I was so young and dumb and didn't know anything. I didn't know who the hell Angela Lansbury was. I knew nothing about it. It wasn't until I learned about myself and figured out and met this faggot that I figured out.
God damn. Do we have to replay it?
Yes.
Maybe.
So I didn't know anything about...
I connect with the moment.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about MAME or any of her Broadway or nothing about that. And then she was Miss Teapot, whatever the fuck it was. And
I'm a little...
I didn't know that. Not that song.
Beauty and the Beast. I know. Yeah.
No, but I didn't know anything about this. And I learned
with a Barry Manilow life-changing key change that everyone in the theater was like, that key change was uncomfortable.
Spot of tea.
I do enjoy a key change.
Yeah, oh, and that was, well, you'll love Beauty and the Beast.
I've seen it.
Because that's got a key change that'll change your life. Yeah. You're like, oh, are we still in the same
change
movie?
Or change your pants.
Yeah, it hurts. So she wins, and that was a good win because the big snub was that The Good Wife was not nominated for what was their best season, and pretty much hands down what everyone agreed was the best, like, network drama on TV, and they do 22 episodes, and they kept it good for 22 episodes. Matthew McConaughey didn't win. He was the favorite going in for Best Actor in a Drama Series, but Bryan Cranston won. It was his, like, third or fourth win. You knew it was going to be one or the other. There was not a big surprise there.
Because you had said that 2 weeks ago, you thought it'd be one or the other. You wished it would have been Matthew, though, right?
I wanted Kevin Spacey for House of Cards.
Oh, that's right.
Because I honestly think that as good as everybody is, there is nobody doing what Kevin Spacey does. Yep. Supporting actress in a drama was Anna Gunn for Skylar White. I don't watch Breaking Bad, but I watched the scene that she submitted for nomination, and I gave her an Emmy in my eyes. I was like, that was fucked. Because I knew and I know enough.
It's an alley. He gave her an alley.
Or, that's cute.
Well, the EW
like
gives out the UEs.
Next year we should have the alleys.
The alley
guess
award.
What EW voters decided was the best drama of the year? Hannibal.
Oh, see, look at that's Al's.
Yep. So anyways, so Anna Gunn, amazing vile. Performance. And, well, it is vile. I told you, it's grotesque,
and
gorgeous.
I know, it really is. I couldn't do it.
It's about cannibalism presented in beautiful high-tech.
Yeah.
High-def. Supporting actor in a series, Aaron Paul. Kind of a surprise on that one. I was kind of thinking Mandy Patinkin might pull it off, or Peter Dinklage for Game of Thrones. Because I'm sorry, I keep spitting. That might go somewhere.
That's that cat.
Yep. Sorry.
He gets air on those spitballs.
Welcome to the show.
I bathed.
Breaking Bad won the Emmy for Outstanding Writing, but it wasn't for the creator Vince Gilligan, which everyone was expecting. It was the woman writer, Moira Wally Beckett, that took it for her episode. So that was kind of exciting that. They didn't go with the obvious. They went with, and everybody all write together. I don't know why they pick one as the head writer for the show, but they do. But that beat the episode of True Detective, which is the one that had the distinction of explaining the previous 7 right. episodes to all of us that were like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that was the...
And they said that might have hurt that show. One of the things that I read said that one of the reasons that show didn't win is most of the voters were like, Huh? Yeah. But True Detective.
You really had to watch through that whole thing. Yeah. You had nothing.
And True Detective did get an Emmy for directing for Corey Joji Fukunaga, who, if you saw it, you were like, oh, yeah, ganja smoker, you would work with those two. You look as stoned as they do.
Is that, what was the name? Fukushima? Whatever the hell his name? The guy who had the
braids.
The braids?
Yeah.
I was not mad at him.
No, he was very cute, but he looked just as stoned as the other two.
Oh, I didn't pay attention to that.
No, no, Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson. You know what I mean? Like, oh, they hired somebody just as stoned as they are to direct the episode.
And quite frankly, someone that high would have to write that show.
But this one, yeah, this one was for directing, but...
Well, no, but I mean, you just have to be a part of it, because it was like, hello.
I mean, I've smoked a little weed in my life, and I mean, I got nothing on what the fuck that... What the fuck? Right. And we already talked about it. Lead actress in a comedy series. This was a really tough category, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus. I watch most of these shows. I hate Girls. Not all Girls, but that show. Mike and Molly I don't think is very good, but the rest of the shows I really like. And I gotta tell you, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, funnier than all of them combined.
Yeah.
Because Veep is still the funniest fucking show on TV. Nothing else comes close to... How often you have to rewind and start that show over.
And just her delivery, and it doesn't matter what she's in, I don't think. Like, she's just fucking funny.
And the weakest category of the night was lead actor in a comedy series. Jim Parsons won, and that is a weak, weak category.
Yeah, who else was in that? I don't want to look at the list.
It was Louis C.K. for Louis, which is, he could have won. That's the only other one. William H. Macy, they just changed Shameless from drama to comedy to give them a chance to win, and that was one of the jokes in the beginning.
That was a funny joke. I thought of you when I heard that.
Yeah, people just switching categories to try and get an award. Don Cheadle in House of Lies, not very funny. Matt LeBlanc in Episodes. Episodes is very clever and funny, but he's... playing himself and playing, like, he's playing Matt LeBlanc, but not, it's like a different version, but still. And then there's another one, but I don't know who it is, but it's another one that's not very funny. Supporting actress in a comedy series, this is the one we were all rooting for. Allison Janney as Bonnie and Mom. That's another strong category. Anybody could have won, but Allison Janney, and that's her second Emmy in 2 weeks. She won guest actress in a drama for her work on Masters of Sex. So she reminded the audience as she walked off that she now has 6 Emmys. So it is now officially time to stop saying that Allison Janney is one of the most underrated actresses in Hollywood, because she has 6 Emmys.
Yeah, she's
rated just fine. Everyone knows who you are.
You're good.
Everyone's pretty
good. And she can do damn near anything.
Yeah.
I mean, it just doesn't matter what the role
is. And that she won in the same year for drama and comedy is a pretty big...
Exactly,
you're in Christine Baranski levels of acting.
Oh my God,
Ty Burrell won for Modern Family. Not the choice I would have gone with there, but another weak category.
Who would you have gone with in that one? I don't remember.
I really would have gone with Tony Hale in Veep.
Veep, okay.
Or Fred Armisen for Portlandia, because he's just he's just doing great. Do you watch Portlandia?
I don't. I'm about 3 years behind on all television. So
children. Yeah, you have children.
I'll get there. I'm watching like season 3 of Breaking Bad right now.
Oh, see, now my problem with Breaking Bad is that I hate Aaron Paul, and I get so annoyed when people say, oh, I can't watch that, I don't like that actor. That drives me crazy when people say that.
Right.
But when it comes to Aaron Paul, all of a sudden I'm like, oh my God, it's the affliction that drives me crazy. And others, he starts talking, and I'm like, just shoot him in the head. Get rid of that kid. I don't care if it's a real life set accident.
Just kill that kid,
A real life set accident.
No, he should have died like first season.
Oh, I'm totally with Molly on that. Allison Janney, best performance is still Drop Dead Gorgeous.
Oh my God, And just go through all, and if you've ever seen Primary Colors, she's the teacher that the president accidentally sleeps with, and it's 5 minutes, and it's just, that's where I noticed her, and I'm like, I don't know who that tall, extraordinarily tall woman is.
Extraordinarily.
So that's really it for exciting. Oh, best miniseries was Fargo, because of all the playing with rules that they did with True Detective, where True Detective should have been in that category. So Fargo won, and then the biggest snubs of the night were for actor, supporting actor, and supporting actress for The Normal Heart lost everything. The Normal Heart lost directing, it lost writing, it lost supporting actor for Matt Boner, his name is not Boner, but that's what I call him.
Yeah, I know it.
Because that's usually what I have when I look at him. And a gorgeous portrayal, but he lost. Julia Roberts lost. The biggest surprise tonight was the only surprise tonight was really Kathy Bates winning.
I thought that was awesome.
American Horror Story, and she wanted to dedicate it to Robin Williams, but she was so flustered
that she
lost the courage to do it, because she, honest to God, didn't think she would win. Jessica Lange won for that, and I thought this was their weakest year.
Does she always look drunk, or is she always drunk?
Jessica Lange?
I don't mean that to be rude. In many things that I've seen, she seems hammered.
She
I like her so much.
I know she's my favorite.
I'm so excited.
To me, she has that Stevie Nicks kind of ethereal, like not quite with us on this plane.
Right.
But I think she's really grown into her horrible plastic surgery from the 90s.
Oh, seriously.
I think she looks more comfortable in her own skin right now.
Yeah.
But The Normal Heart did finally win for best TV movie, and Larry Kramer got up in the speech.
Did you cry?
Yes.
I mean, just him standing up.
The fact that he can still stand all these years later.
The fact that out of no, like all of a sudden, you know, here comes Ryan Murphy and you look over and the camera goes to the, and I was like, oh my God.
30 years after writing the show, he is, you know, still alive, still with us, still pissed off, still wearing a scarf in August in LA. Like, it's August, sir. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. That's like Scooby-Doo. Nice sweater.
Frau or hair.
Frau or hair. It is not okay. Larry Kramer. So anyway, so that's pretty much, that's the Emmys. I thought the Robin Williams story was very charming. So the year that Kathy Bates won for Misery, she told the story backstage, and I saw the little clip.
Mine?
Her, she won the Oscar. It was unexpected. She was kind of the favorite, but she was not the Hollywood star. She was the nobody. She says it's her first movie, but I've seen her first movie. But it was her big star turn. She didn't expect to win. She won. She went backstage. There was no cell phones. There was a payphone backstage at the theater. And she didn't have money in her purse. And she just was, does anybody have a quarter? I want to call my mom. And Robin Williams gave her a quarter. And she was just so, because here's this giant star, Robin Williams, giving her a quarter to call her mom. And then she was nominated for Primary Colors 9 or 10 years later. And he was the presenter of that award.
Oh, cool.
And it went to Judi Dench. And then they saw each other backstage. And he said, I wish I could have read your name. And he gave her another quarter to call her mom. He's like, just in case you need to talk to your mom.
Oh, and I was like,
so it was just a lovely, lovely story. It was a lovely story from, I've always just thought she's a lovely, lovely woman who is the Tallulah Bankhead of my era, because every movie from the 80s that came from a stage play, she was the star of stage play and was never in the movie. They almost always went to Michelle Pfeiffer. Like Frankie and Johnny at the Claire de Lune is her, Night Mother is her. There's all these big plays from the 80s that she was the Broadway star, but they're like, no, fat girl, you're not going to be in this one. So it wasn't until Misery that she finally got her part.
Oh, little
and her
booty
Oscar.
Head.
So that's it for entertainment. That was pretty quick. 33 minutes. Shut the fuck up.
We're not done with it, I'm sure.
No, that was it. The Robin Williams story was the only thing I had to go back to.
I think what you were talking about was the Molly said she missed it. Who was this about the weakest season? And you were talking about
American Horror Story Coven. Because they died, but oh, you can come back to life. Oh, they died, but you can come back to life. We burned them alive, but oh, she's back to life. Like, if you're dead, you're dead. Lost. You know what I mean? Stick to your own rules.
It's the end of hour two coming up. What is it?
I do have one more thing.
Of course she does. Hour three is coming up in just moments, where Al's going to wrap up the entertainment section, as 45 minutes is what we're going to hit for that.
No.
And then coming up, Kat Carlson and her first time of doing sports and other stuff right here on Q Talk America. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to the show on Q Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Good evening, everybody, and all the ships at sea. This is Q Talk America. My name is Clayton McKee. We are coming to you live from Studio C, located in the heart of Central Phoenix, Arizona. Thank you for joining us wherever you are. If you're in the chat room, such as Molly and my mom and Marnie's girl, Meow Cal, Tomo, all those people, Steven, Richard, thank you for being there. Let us know what you're doing. If there's something you'd like us to discuss or talk about, be sure to let us know. Also, I see somebody from the United Kingdom is listening. I'd like to know who that is, and if it's...
Oh, you want to stop and...
Oh, wow. Kathy Bates needed... Thank you, Harrison.
Anywho, this week, Katie June is on a brief sabbatical because it is political season, and she is doing some work for one of the candidates that she works for tonight. So in her stead is our friend, Kat Carlson, who is not sitting in her chair right now. She's off doing something.
Hi, Kat.
We've lost her in the house somewhere. She's here. She'll be back in just a few moments.
And a great big shout out to Michael Booty for... making me a cup of coffee, because that saved my life earlier. Mama was drowsy from my giant margarita that I had just before showing up here. That giant margarita put me under the bus. Autobus.
Was it a trip to... a tryptophan margarita?
Frau or hair.
Frau. Exactly. Well, as we said at the outset of hour two, Al Perkins not quite done with his entertainment section.
Yeah, now Molly brings up something interesting. And Molly, we are the same person. Let's just share a vagina. because Julie Anna Margulies.
That's really awkward for me. Yeah.
For all of us. For all of it. It is not okay.
You have no idea how awkward that is right now.
We'll go with Vita. For all of us. Okay. As long as I'm sticking to things that nobody...
I'm crying for everyone.
Okay. So she brings up Julie Anna Margulies in the wonderful miniseries that nobody watched except for me and Molly called The Mists of Avalon. And it was so good. And I loved it.
And I read the books.
Yeah, so good. Beautiful stories. So I forgot about Juliana Margulies and her. That's what I thought was her big comeback. And I thought she would just drop dead after doing that because it was so lovely. And Tom was offended that you mentioned England, but not New Zealand.
Yeah, there you go.
I thought I said he was in the chat room.
Oh, okay. Hi, Tom.
No, I said he was there. No.
Hey.
So it turns out I'm ignoring Clayton while Ernie's in. Not Ernie. What's your name?
Margaret.
Well, Margaret ignores me.
In fairness, Tomo, I do see that you are one of our listeners in our list of New Zealand, and then there's five people in the United States, and then somebody. You want to impersonate them again, Al?
You want to stop Ben?
Well, I've been getting text messages. Apparently, Sharon's listening.
Somebody from the Pet Shop Boys is in the UK. I don't know. Who? Sharon?
Sharon, the love of my life.
Hello.
That is okay.
That is okay.
The children were listening earlier, and that is not okay.
I don't know.
Remind us of ages.
6 and 8.
Oh, not okay. Not okay. This is clearly an NC-17 show.
I'd go 13 if you had kids like me.
Yeah. We're rated that on
iTunes.
Really,
like, language-wise, what, I'm okay.
Well, we're rated dirty. Pretty sure
I'm okay with that.
Not sure what age you have
but it has that on iTunes.
It might be our hashtag cunt Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean, for us.
could be built right into the hashtag.
Oh, thank you. I've been let off the hook by Tomo. No worries, he says. No worries. Okay. Thank you, Tomo.
So the Mists of Avalon, I would imagine it would be available on Netflix on videos. I don't know where else you can find it, but it was a beautiful miniseries. Things that are hashtag it is not okay, the True Blood season finale or series finale. You know how we tell you, like, everybody complains about everything, but you know, most time I'm like, I'm okay with it. You had to wrap it up somehow.
Yeah.
Molly, you in danger, girl.
This did not appear
was
you were happy.
Absolute shit. This was
wow.
Shittier. Lazy writing, lazy acting, just a lazy finale to what was They were turning the show around. They'd come off a bad season. They were working a little bit harder, and they just... You were just like, okay, Batman, if you could have killed that guy 3 episodes ago in 5 seconds, why did we just watch 3 episodes of you being held prisoner? And why does Pam keep getting captured? Why is Pam kidnapped in every episode?
Pam is stupid.
Exactly.
I don't know. I'm just making shit up.
There's clearly something wrong with Pam, and clearly she doesn't have rear-view mirrors or any sense of peripheral vision because people capture her every fucking time.
Molly just said, I have it on VHS.
It is not okay.
I own a VHS player.
Of course
she talks about the Mists of Avalon. Not available on Netflix. I'm checking Amazon.
But is it out for video? Like to get the actual video?
Who does that?
Me. Because I'm very disappointed in the selection
available
that is on the...
Available on DVD.
Yeah, you're missing like 9/10 of the movies ever made if you just stick with their
streaming shit. Yeah, but I watch like 2 hours a week, so...
Right.
Still on season 3.
I don't have children, so I got a lot of time. And then my last thing, which is really more of the sports or other stuff, but I'm assuming you won't get to this and be pissed off, so I will.
It's just like your Katie, swear to God.
Yeah.
You don't know.
But no, Katie...
You don't know me.
But I think Katie would bring this up. The fact that there are people all over the country in prison for pot while on the Emmy Awards, we're making jokes about how much pot Matthew McConaughey smokes, Woody Harrelson having bongs named after him. Yeah. There was like pot joke after pot joke. Sure. Sarah Silverman brought pot in her purse. She had a vaporizer in her purse. Like, it is time to release the people in prison for pot. It's just, yeah. It's time to get that done and release those people and decriminalize it. If the last three presidents have done it, and you're going to sit there on live television and just be like, all these white people
it's get so
away.
Common.
Yeah. Right, and all these white people are getting away with smoking pot, sure. Where there's people in New York State languishing under Rockefeller laws. It's called the Rockefeller Law, where you got 25 mm-hmm. years in prison, mandatory, no downside to it for any level of pot possession.
Yeah.
Like 25 years of hard labor prison over a joint or a kilo. It didn't matter. Any pot possession in New York State was 25 years. You could murder somebody and get out in 8, but a joint got you a mandatory 25 years.
Yeah, that's
it's
crazy.
Just time to release people. And I just thought, like, as that, like, the joke's not funny anymore.
No.
Like, it really isn't.
Like,
it's not okay. Yeah, it is not okay that there are people languishing in prison for long sentences about something we're joking about on TV while a white celebrity is sitting there with a joint in her purse and whips it out. You should be arrested. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to be you have to arrest her, too. It's just, it's getting a little absurd now to have that. So that was my other stuff. I mean, really not entertainment, but the pot
Fair
jokes
enough.
Got a little.
I did not have that in other stuff.
Got it.
The pot stuff. But I'm a big pot person, so.
So we're going to wrap that. That wraps up our entertainment section with Al. And
pot
this is,
advocate.
This is her maiden voyage in the capacity of Katie June. Please welcome Kat Carlson to sports and other stuff.
This week in sports and other stuff. Hashtag Mighty Mercury advanced to the Western Conference Finals. ESPN, breaking news, Michael Sam showers. Nobody else gives a crap. Who not to draft for your ultra-nerdy fantasy football team. Judges play 20 questions of gay marriage. The other stuff goldmine, 10 things to know today. And if there's time, I may or may not have a tennis article in case Buddy Early is listening.
Oh. Yeah! Oh, you are a listener. Buddy Early loves his tennis.
Very nice.
I was going to come up with a quiz for Kat. I thought that would be very fun. To be like, you know, a listener quiz. She would have passed it with flying colors.
Yeah, she knows more about how the show works than
sure
I do.
She sure does.
Pass
she
the
sure
crap
does.
Out of that thing.
Oh, yeah. Totally. That's why I didn't waste my time.
All right. So in lesbian news, the Phoenix Mercury have won. Their semifinals.
Something that broadcast radio could not get away with in this city. Continue on. I love it.
It's true.
Lesbian news today.
I feel like a goddamn celebrity every time I go to the game. I'm like, hey, how's it going? Hey. How, yes, these are the kids. Yes, hi, nice to see you. Yes, hi, I'll be at the cash later.
Five shows a week, dark Thursdays.
Right. So lesbian news, the Phoenix Mercury swept the LA Sparks, now owned by Magic Johnson.
He bought a lady.
Oh, I didn't realize
he
did.
He bought a lady.
He did. He bought the
Sir
Sparks.
Or ma'am.
And was there to see them gloriously lose their championship.
Oh, right. Whoops.
Yep. Brittany Griner bounced back from a poor performance and helped show why the Phoenix Mercury are such a dominant team. Griner scored a career playoff high of 21 points, including a breakaway two-handed dunk, and Phoenix cruised to a 93-68 victory over the Los Angeles Sparks in Game 2 on Sunday night.
May
Incidentally...
I just-
Yes.
Fish? Nope.
Oh, look at her interrupting.
Shocker.
Incidentally.
The dunk. I happened to be at the cash that night. The dunk. Lesbians lost their mind. Lost their mind. No, because
on a break to reporting, lesbians lost their mind.
Yeah. Lesbians
but it was
lose
the
their
first
shit.
Time ever in a playoff game that had happened.
Yes. Yeah. Dunking in women's basketball, not so common.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a big deal that Brittany can dunk and does so often, first time in a playoff game.
Right.
She had sucked in game one, and so she she did. So she came back.
Well, now we heard last season about her random suckiness. So it's good that she's earning her money.
Yeah.
And,
and to watch her play, like I know Katie June's a big fan, but to watch her play, she's just like all arms and legs and all. Here's what I'm going to do. Dunk. And then the crowd goes wild. They're like, woo, fuck
yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You know, so that's that.
Horrible dance that ended with a split. I'll give it a gay analogy.
I think that's my new favorite.
That's my Brittany Griner dance, yeah.
I don't think you can go homo to that, though. No,
no, you.
I don't think so.
Homo. Actually, I heard her, I heard an audio clip of her in a press conference. And literally, they said, and Brittany Garner's going to comment, and they played it. I'm like, oh, they've got the wrong audio clip.
Because
her voice was deeper than mine.
Real low.
She sound like
not
a man.
Not hard to do.
She kind of manly.
She sound like a man, but the Mercury are going to move
Walk
on.
Like a man.
They're going to go play the Minnesota Lynx. The Lynx have been a big rival all season.
Yeah. And last year.
Excuse me.
Marnie's breaking down the
breaking
sound barriers.
Breaking down the house over there.
Sorry.
Yeah. This season alone, the Mercury were on a 16-game winning streak when they were beat by the Minnesota Lynx in July. The Lynx were on an 11-game winning streak when they were beaten by the Mercury in August. So they're really kind of a rival team, and they're getting to come together for a best of three starting this Friday here in Phoenix, Arizona. So they'll be playing.
That's very exciting.
That'll be very exciting.
And then how close are we to the whole thing been over?
One more series. One more series.
So we're in the semifinals or the quarterfinals?
No, this is the finals. We're in the Western Conference Finals. So if we win the Western Conference Finals, then we go to the
big game. So we're not
in
the finals.
Game.
Right, well, right, right. Yeah, right. So we're like in the semifinals.
Right.
We're two tiers away.
Right, okay.
Conference Finals. If we beat the Lynx, then we go beat the crap out of somebody else, and then we're number one again.
Right. Okay.
Women's basketball.
How very David Letterman.
I'm enjoying
lesbians.
So far,
I'm
enjoying this.
All right. So Michael Sam, the homo that plays football.
Look,
I was stretching because I vowed this year to not support the NFL at all. So
yes, that's true. I do remember seeing that.
I'm over the women's violence.
Yes.
But anyway.
Oh, I gotta agree with you on this one.
Yeah, no, she she put
no, I'm completely.
But remember, if you're gonna rape a woman, hurt a dog first so that you go to jail.
Right.
It's very important that you commit a real crime. Because crimes against women don't count.
I just, I imagine a world where the NFL has a zero tolerance policy on just violence against women and the change that it would make in the whole world.
Yeah. Oh, it would.
The whole world.
Cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
L'chaim.
Frau or hair.
Ladies.
I don't know. She's got big boobs like Katie does. I don't know.
I don't.
It's okay. We still love you. So
I get it all the time. I get customers that insist on calling me sir.
Yeah,
all the time.
Or man.
Sir.
Can I have a beer? How did you get a job at a lesbian bar? I don't know.
All right.
I learned how to use a bottle opener.
Equal opportunity employment.
Chris Long tweets the perfect response to ESPN report on Michael Sam's showers. With less than a week to go before NFL teams have to make the final preseason roster cuts, Michael Sam is in a heated battle to earn a spot with the St. Louis Rams, the team that drafted him seventh round in May. ESPN, meanwhile, is focused on Sam's shower habits and whether his teammates are comfortable in the shower with a guy who is trying to become the league's first openly gay player. During an afternoon SportsCenter broadcast, ESPN's Josina Anderson reported that an anonymous Rams player told her that Sam is respecting our space when it comes to the shower, perhaps waiting so as not to make some of his teammates feel uncomfortable. Two other players who actually put their name to the statements, defensive tackle Kendall Langford and linebacker Alec Ogletree, told Anderson that they weren't tracking Sam's shower habits, which seems to be the natural response to such a question. We don't give a crap if the guy showers or not. We hope he does.
No, we hope he does. Yeah. Right, right.
But I wasn't watching.
Yeah.
Is the usual response gay or not?
I'm telling you right now, based on what Google Images
come, I'm just telling you.
I would be in with him. I could watch. It's okay. I'm okay with all this.
The soap.
Sure.
Could you bring my bottle of wine in, Marnie? Sure. Marcia? Margaret?
But in general, as far as somebody like taking a shower or not, who gives a crap? And nobody said it better than Chris Long, who said, "Dear SPN, everyone is over it but you." And then Patrick Burke, the co-founder of the You Can Play Project, found the segment similarly problematic. And he tweeted, "ESPN asking players if they are or aren't showering with Mike Sam is so far out of bounds that they aren't even in the stadium anymore."
Did ESPN respond? I want to hear that.
No, ESPN hasn't responded.
We don't know if they have a lawyer.
Yeah. The ESPN segment, as Burke and Long both insinuated, had the air of a report seeking to make a story where there was none and putting it on TV and granting whichever player made the original mark anonymity are both odd journalistic choices, especially because Sam has been a member of the Rams since May and in camp for almost a month at this point. Like, we really should be over it at this point.
And playing a brilliant preseason. I mean, it's the preseason, and he's kind of making a name for himself at a time when it's like the parking lot attendants playing. Like, making a name for yourself in the preseason is a pretty big deal.
Right. Yeah, for somebody, I mean, other than the fact that he's a homo.
Yeah.
You know, he's apparently, by all reports, playing good football, and, you know, good for him.
And then we find out it's the first day is September 7th on your birthday. So we find out that day if he actually starts.
If he stays or not, yeah.
Oh, okay, wow. I didn't realize that this weird. I don't understand.
Well, they can cut up to any point, including during the season. They can trade off players and be like, yeah, you're not working for us, or we have a stronger need here, so we'll trade you off to somebody else. But from the way they're playing him and everything, it seems like he's going to stay on the team.
Seems like they're going for it, sure.
Thank you so much. I think that's chilled enough.
And again, forgive me for where is he? Who?
St. Louis Rams.
He's in, okay, so he's in St. Louis. Got it. Yeah,
so a good, team too. So that's they do well.
Gotcha.
Formerly the L.A. Rams.
I googled it and went, "Hey, that's the gay guy. That'll be relevant.
That'll be relevant. That'll work."
Oh no, I'm like, "You want some?
That'll work."
All right, moving on. Four players to avoid in your fantasy football draft because apparently it's the season for that.
Oh, this gets gets so annoying where I work.
Me too.
Because that is all. Oh, I never. See, again.
It is not okay.
No lesbian tendencies here.
The other side of the coin is her bar.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Yeah. Jeez. Oh,
do they even do a whole thing on the wall and write shit out and do all that? Or no?
No, because they're afraid of being busted. I know. It's
illegal. It's gambling.
Yeah.
So you have to be very careful.
What if there's money involved? If you just do it for
friends. Money involved.
No, you just do it for friends.
Look, there's money involved.
All right, I don't know.
On mine, there isn't.
Yeah, if you play Yahoo online with the 12-year-olds that are on there, then there's no money involved in this.
Okay.
I don't know why, but...
But most of the private leagues, the people are insane, and they don't watch the football game because they're on their iPads, their phones, their laptops.
Oh, my God. They've got 12 fucking devices taking up the whole goddamn bar, and then they're worried about what's on the channel, and then they're, like, writing shit. I don't even know what they're writing.
And okay.
You go to watch a football game now, and it's no fun because because everyone wants... May I interject?
Please.
It's for people that have shitty teams because if you don't live in, like, Green Bay or New York or Boston... Or New England.
If your team is the Browns.
If your team is the Browns and they suck, it's a way for you to root for a winner. So you take players from everywhere and make up a fantasy team. So the game that's on doesn't matter. You need your quarterback from this team, your running back from this team.
Okay, so may I just ask a question? Okay, so how does this work? So let me just picture
that's the part no one knows.
Sicily. No.
I'm gonna
is the fantasy team built up? So you do a cornerback from here and a quarterback from here and a center from here and you put them on their team and however many yards they run or catches
points,
or does that
touchdown.
That yes. makes up your team so even you, though they're not playing on a game together
right. That's so the whole point.
That's
you
it.
Score differently in fantasy football than on a traditional football field. Like touchdowns absolutely count, but other things also count. So when your running back runs yards, you get points. When your defense does things, you get points. I don't know what fucking things. But.
For sacks, for interceptions, you get points. Where they don't have to score on the interception. They just get the interception, and that was your defensive player that you picked.
Right.
So what's going on right now in like lesbian bars and wherever?
Is the fantasy football draft.
And that's where you go to a party and you pick, and you don't get, there's like no take backs and everybody takes it real seriously. So
and
if you pick somebody.
People bring lists this fucking big.
Yeah, because and you'll be like the one that knows that somebody hurt their hamstring, but it's only been reported on like El Ocho, so it's not. Or you have a job or a life and you don't know that that person is injured, and they're like, they pick them, and then they start Googling, like, oh my God, they're injured. He's like, no, you can't take it back. So then you're without.
Takesy backsies.
So you're missing a player for the whole season in that position. So this is the time where you can't talk. During the season, it's only one day a week that they care, and Sundays are just.
So you'd have been pissed if you just found out today that the guy tore his ACL again after he tore it last year, and he's out for a season.
Right, because you thought he was going to be healthy. Right. And
I only know that because I listened to the radio
today. But it's just so funny that it's the draft part of it that people lose their minds. Yeah. And all conversation, if you work with guys, is just...
Okay.
And they're ranking their people.
I can't even imagine having that much free time. I really can't.
No.
Like, there's
one of those things where
even
I'm telling people to get a life and get away. Even I'm saying, step away from the TV.
Imagine that.
But for those of our fine listeners that are playing fantasy football this year...
Yeah. I feel like that was specific to someone.
Anyway.
Really no
You might as well just play Dungeons & Dragons, as far as I'm concerned.
Like, from your mom's basement.
Yeah.
So for those of you playing Dungeons & Dragons...
So my fantasy team was drafted. And... No, but we don't play
no,
like
no,
that.
No. Look at your play. Look at
I'm
your
a
list.
Loser, baby.
No. I'm telling
so
you, we don't play
me.
Like that. We have like.
Do you do the auto draft?
Yeah, they do like the auto draft, and they do whatever, and it's free, and it's a group of like 12 of us that just.
Oh no, these people kinda, play. These people play for
I know,
money.
But, so I know what you're talking about, but I can't even imagine. That'd be so fucking boring.
Oh, because God, there's a page of quarterbacks, and there's a page of this, and when you go to like draft each one, like people have them ranked, and there are companies that rank them and shit.
Yeah.
It's just taken on.
It's crazy.
And you go and it's people that I like working with. There's like this group of guys on another floor that I love to float down there and I love to work with them. And then last year around August, September,
gets too much.
I was like, oh my God, we've got to be able to talk about one other thing. And then everybody that came in is like, are you coming to the draft on Sunday? And then like they're like, oh my God, he picked this person. And I'm like, all right, seriously, you're five.
Already, we've been talking about fantasy football for like...
I'm sorry.
I'm over it.
No! Yeah. Continue on your next story.
No, I don't care. I'm moving on to the next.
It is this season.
Yeah. There's an article out there. Google it. Those people don't pick them.
Yeah. Thank you. That's very helpful, Coco.
Done. Judges ask pointed questions about same-sex marriage in Wisconsin and Indiana. The lawsuit in Wisconsin and Indiana was in court today, in fact. Let me move this so I can actually read. The article reads, attorneys for Indiana and Wisconsin face tough, pointed questions from a panel of three federal appeals judges, thank you, in this morning's arguments over bans on gay marriage in those states. Judge Richard Posner.
Dick. Wait,
really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Dick Posner.
Yeah, Dick Posner.
Dick waited just seconds before he interrupted the Solicitor General from Indiana, beginning a line of questioning about why children of same-sex couples should not be allowed to have legally married parents, as do children of heterosexual couples. To press his point, Posner told a fictitious story of a six-year-old forced to go to school and see that he is different from his classmates. Wouldn't the children want their parents to be married? Posner asked, also noting the thousands of children in foster care in Indiana who need to be adopted. What do you think is psychologically better for the child? Attorneys from both states were on defense during much of the questioning. The Indiana Solicitor General defended the ban by linking marriage as an institution to procreation and the need for that to be regulated by the state. Because God knows that's going to work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Regulate it.
Let's go ahead and give you a fucking license so that you can have children. That's going to go over well.
Pass this test.
Men and women create babies, and there has to be a social mechanism to deal with that, Thomas M. Fisher said under heavy questioning.
I'll call him Dick.
Dick too.
Yeah.
Fish Dick fish is what dick. We'll call him.
Oh, I love it. Listen, Fish Dick.
Wait. Mrs. Paul.
It's a nice raincoat you got there.
Earlier,
fish sticks.
Earlier, Fish Dick turned aside suggestions that the state was discriminating against same-sex couples. It's biology, he said. It's simply that men and women make babies. Timothy C. Samuelson, the assistant attorney general from Wisconsin, repeatedly used the word tradition to defend the ban in that state on gay marriage, leading exasperated judges to ask what he meant by that. Tradition is based on experience, Dick Samuelson said.
Another dick. A lot of dicks in this story.
Yeah.
About gay marriage.
Trey Dick.
Trey Dicks.
Mas
Trente
Dick.
Trente Dick. I just heard that. I'm a little late. Sorry.
Clayton's on the time delay.
I am.
Judge David F. Hamilton pressed Dick Samuelson to explain why tradition. What? I'm reading a goddamn news story.
Hashtag,
a little respect.
Really? Dick. Coming from you?
Have a little respect, Dick.
Uh-huh. I'll start over.
Yeah.
From the tip.
Yeah.
Can you get that back? Just the tip, Dick.
Judge David S. Hamilton pressed Dick Samuelson to explain why tradition was a sufficient argument for why a ban in the state should not be overturned. I suppose you know how that's been working out in practice over the last several decades, Hamilton pressed, referring to the concept that marriage is meant to promote childbirth and to keep couples together. So this Judge Hamilton is basically implying that, yeah, that's really working for straight people. Why the fuck do we care that it's a tradition? After the 90 minutes of arguments concluded, supporters of gay marriage flooded into the Dirksen U.S. courthouse lobby, some carrying flowers, and the mood was upbeat. Hopeful was how Amy Sandler, an Indiana plaintiff, described the debate. I felt it was moving in the direction of the rest of the country. Kyle McGrath, marriage coordinator for the Hoosiers Unite for Marriage, said he was cheered by today's proceedings. It was encouraging to hear about how, when we talk about any state's interest in marriage, it is important that same-sex couples be able to have the same protections for the children that they adopt and mutually agree on deciding to have. So I think one of the best things about what I heard in there today is there is a state interest in same-sex couples being able to get married. So good news coming out of Wisconsin and Indiana. Yeah.
But then now one of the next circuit judges that's going to hear it for our region is predominantly conservative. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember where the next circuit court that's in. If they're not hearing it right now, they're about to.
Okay.
And it looks like that will probably be the first time that it loses. It'll be the first loss.
Are you talking about Scalia's friend? The person who's... I don't know if you read that. That apparently is Scalia's friend.
Oh, so this is the this.
That's my understanding.
Which, wait, now is this a circuit court? Like
this is the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals.
Oh, so this sounds like this is the one that everyone was saying was gonna fail.
Okay, yeah.
That everyone expected this was gonna be the one to fail, and these arguments, all the dicks are pointing towards home.
North. Right. Yeah, they're all pointing north.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's frustrating to wait, but it's very hopeful. Everything that comes by is just a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. So
yep,
it's very
hopeful. Really good news. So we'll have to find Google which one is actually Scalia's little bitch buddy.
But apparently, that's the bitch buddy is.
But which one, like Dick or the other one?
Which one of Dick uno dos or tres? Let's find out.
Yeah. All right. So I'm 99% sure that is the case that they were saying they thought it would fail, and all of that sounded positive. If they're all like,
the
argument falls apart so fast when you're like
with a much better reader, it really just sounds like the judges were like, so tell me again why you think the ban is a good idea. Like, tell me again why.
So you can't say the Bible because luckily that still holds up.
We don't give a shit about that.
The Bible's gone. And
so it's tradition and it's children and it's
that argument is always so invalid, though, about the children, because what about couples that aren't fertile, that cannot get pregnant?
Right.
I mean, it just that
or the elderly.
No, you're right. It just
But the person that in the Prop 8 case the first time through. When they won the case the first time with Ted Olson and whatever his partner's name is. It's funny that I know the conservative guy, but I don't remember the liberal guy. When they did their first argument, and the people that they had on for Prop 8 saying that gay marriage was bad, all of the people that were there to say that it hurt the children, by the end of it, were all testifying for gay marriage. And and the article that I read was like, you just watched one after the other of their experts that were trying to deny gay marriage just turn for the defense. Every one of them was like, well, that's not really true. Like, all he needed was one follow-up question and be like, well, no, it's not so much.
Oh, we're okay.
And they said almost every single witness, no matter which side they were called from, ended up testifying for the gays. They started, they couldn't follow their argument logically anywhere.
It's so hard when it's standing in front of you. Like, I live in North Scottsdale. Like, you know what I mean? The heart of, oh my God, I was terrified to go into the kids' schools the first time. Like, I was like, this is not going to go well. Look, I know it's a good school, but have you seen me?
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
Just recently, yes.
Yeah. I look like this all the time.
I would like to say that now I'm seeing you.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
I feel good about it.
Now that you pointed it out, I'm looking right at you.
Peek-a-boo! There's enough lights in this room. I think I can see you.
Seriously, under Wikipedia, when you Google, stepmom, here it is. This is what it looks like. Yeah. You know, so I'm just terrified to interact with all of these people. And when it's face-to-face, it's not scary for anyone anymore.
No.
And all of a sudden, it doesn't matter. Like, there are so many people that I cannot believe their politics, but face-to-face, it doesn't matter anymore.
So when you walk into a school and you have to go get, and forgive me, I don't recall the children's names.
Because I never told anyone.
That's fine. That's fine. So let's say little Johnny.
Jim and Jerry,
whatever.
Sure.
So you're walking to school, and if you have to go pick up said child, or if the school has to call you, doesn't even fucking matter? It's like, you're Kat Carlson, you're the mother of whoever. How does that work?
As step-parents tend to, I'm an overcompensating gay step-parent. So I am, the boys go to two different schools, and I am the chairperson for the book fair at both schools. So I'm known on a first-name basis by all staff at both schools.
Oh, okay.
And that's good. That's good, though.
And
that's
good.
Very cool.
Yeah, no,
and
that's not overcompensating. That's being involved in your children's education, which is actually what they're saying is the best
thing
to do.
Supposed to do.
Right. Right.
It's not over. I don't think it's overcompensating at all. That's just what you would think a normal parent would do. But this is the 1954 when everybody, the mothers all had more time. In this day and age, everybody works so much more. Nobody has time.
And in 1954, they blessedly stayed home. Drank whiskey and smoked the whole time.
They had their daiquiris and their cigarettes.
Well, no, but I mean, but they were part of the book barn or whatever the hell that is you've done.
Yeah.
But what I'm
book
saying,
barn.
That's the theme this year, in fact, the book barn.
No, but what I'm saying is
the theme for the prom.
As the world has changed and so many more parents work, fewer and fewer parents are involved. It's drop off. Yeah. Get home on your own. I got to go to work or do whatever the hell else.
Sure.
I didn't know that. I love the fact that you're involved in that.
Yeah. So in real life, like I've made a lot of friends in the parent community, and the staff, of course, is, you know, eternally grateful to all people who are involved. And apparently there have been some whispers behind my back that, of course, come back to me because...
But you know, there's whispers behind
everybody's
exactly.
back.
Yeah. Right. Well, and one of the whispers was the piece of crap band that I drove before I bought the nice one. Like, it was, oh my God, we live here in North fucking Scottsdale, and you're driving that piece of shit. Like, one of those was, that was one of the whispers.
Yeah, but and, the difference is you can fix it, and they can't.
Yeah, well, I mean, I wasn't gonna. No, I got rid of it. I was like, it's about to break. We gotta go.
Got it.
Yeah, we got to go.
We got, honey, we gotta go buy some. It's Thursday. That, we gotta go buy some shit.
That van is not okay.
Yeah. But no, like Harvey Milk had it right. Like, come out, be out. Be right. who you are, and you're where much, you are,
you
everywhere.
Can't say prejudice against people you know, no. because all of a sudden right. they're people. And that's one of the things no. with, like, when we talk about religion, like, yeah. I don't get too far up people's asses about religion because sure. I have so many friends that are deeply religious that I respect. And I'm like, mm-hmm. all right, believe that, do what yeah. you got to. As long as your religion doesn't...
Don't call me on Sunday because
but if your
mom
religion,
is having brunch.
Yeah, if you're coming down on me because your religion told you to, then I'm going to hate you right,
right.
back.
Right. We're
if
done.
You have a live and let live religion, sure.
Right.
Go enjoy it.
Sure. Absolutely.
We yeah. can we can all do whatever we want to on Sundays.
So that's great.
Just
so
don't make me vote in a church.
In your world, it's a non-issue.
In my world, it's a non-issue, and I should hope that if it ever became a voting issue again, which I don't think it will, but if it ever did, that I have... earned us some extra votes just by being
that's fantastic.
Who you are.
No, and by being I think who it you does.
Are. I mean, that's one of the biggest things that, you know.
I live in the mecca of all things lesbian. Like, I can't be anything but out.
Right. No, but I'm just saying, you could also be an asshole.
I am an asshole.
Nope. I'm saying differently.
All right.
When you walk in, you could have an attitude and
a chip
on your
shoulder.
Yeah,
no, I could definitely
be an
right,
asshole.
Right.
And, like, you're going to like me no matter what. And I, you know, raw.
Yeah.
And you're going to like me no matter what, but I'm also presenting myself as a good human being. Right.
And in all aspects of the world, there are those. Because I work in different restaurants and bars and things that I do, and those people walk in straight, gay, black, white, any of them. And they all, some of them have that big chip on the shoulder that you're going to accept me for whatever I am, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Oh, and you can't get around the people. Yeah. Some people are just assholes.
Right, no, they are.
Exactly.
Right.
That just
straight
can't
gay,
be how.
Black or white.
And I've never seen the dark side of Kat Carlson. I hope I never do. But I can't imagine that you walk into any room other than just being wonderful and charming. And why would anybody not like you? I can't. I don't.
He drinks, doesn't he?
Occasionally, clearly.
I've never known you to be otherwise.
Well, thank you.
How many days? I mean, is it a weekly thing? How often are you at the school with this book thing, book drive? What do you call it?
Book barn.
I called it that, but
or whatever the hell you do.
The book fair happens.
Book fair. I'm gonna write down book fair.
It comes from Scholastic, and a lot of people will remember when it came to their school because all of a sudden it was like this magical store that popped up in a room that wasn't that before because it comes all prepackaged and it lasts for a week, and I do it 3 times a year, 2 at one school and once at another school. So. I'm in for other reasons.
And you got me. You're getting kids to read, so that's...
Yeah, I think it's awesome.
Yeah. No, and it's lots of fun. I get to wear fun hats and dress up, because there's always a theme. Sure. Like,
oh my God, you're closer to being a gay man than anybody else I know, except for her.
Fantastic.
I know. The last one I did was the Book Fair Fiesta. I had, like, the big sombrero and the big fucking poncho thing.
Awesome. I'm sure I would make it the, I would try to make it the Book Fairy, and it would all go wrong.
And that's what we call a Tuesday.
The next one is Sir Read-a-Lot's Castle. There may be a book fairy.
And you know, and I'm a big fan of shaming. Like, my oldest niece just wouldn't read. And I just had to, I'm like, you're just stupid. Like, people that don't read are stupid. And she was like, I'm like, yes, I am allowed to call you stupid. You don't read, you're stupid.
Sure.
Like, that's the way.
Well, the problem is you're never going to get smarter if you don't read.
If you don't read. Like, that, I am... Doug Wilkie's father, not the Doug
not
Wilkie,
the Doug
the story,
Wilkie in Florida,
the Wilk,
our friend Doug Wilkie.
Sure. His father has a quote that I've been using all along: the person that doesn't read has no advantages over the person that can't read. Like, you might as well, if you don't read, you might as well be illiterate.
Might as well be illiterate.
Sure. Yeah,
that makes complete sense.
There's absolutely no advantage. So I love it. And get kids to read and find out about it and be a little nerdy. You know what I mean? And it doesn't matter what
it's so much fun. Let me tell you.
The other thing
chasing
is
kids
there's no highbrow level. If you're reading, you're reading, and you'll stumble on other things that might enrich your lives. Or you might just read for escape and find a way to entertain yourself for 3 hours and shut the fuck up.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I like it.
It happens to me. That's when I'm quiet, when I'm reading.
We got a lot of mileage out of that.
So oddly, you can read any kind of book and you wouldn't judge people?
Mm-mm.
Say it should be the same thing with movies.
Oh, but it's not the same. Movies don't have the same benefit.
it's a good waste of time, and it can...
Right, but I don't think reading is a waste of time, though.
No, I know. I agree, I really don't agree. But I'm saying whatever you sit down to read. Reading People Magazine is kind of a good waste of time, but you're still reading.
Yeah, you're still reading.
Yeah.
I mean, I would encourage you to up the bar from People Magazine.
Totally.
But into books. If People Magazine publishes a book, I'm more on board.
Maybe more complex sentences and longer words.
Maybe.
Actually, it's
a good start, though.
The big difference there is... most books, whether they be nonfiction or fiction, are written from a perspective. And the greatest thing about reading is learning someone else's perspective.
And that's what I mean about reading.
Yeah.
And movies are all taste. That's sure. all. It's like wine. Like, the only good wine is the wine you like.
Right.
So if you don't like that kind of movie, then... Right.
Exactly.
But I have to drink it. Like, I'm not sitting around forcing any of you to drink my wine.
He doesn't want to share.
Actually, the bigger part is he's not sharing it because he likes what he likes.
I hear you.
Think it through. The heart get to the right conclusion.
The heart wants what it wants. Right.
Fair. Well done. Is that it?
Is that it? Katie, I'm sorry. Kat, is that it?
Oh, so many of the same letters.
I know.
All the same sounds in your mouth.
Not this. I'm not gonna say it.
Let
that's
it go.
That's mine.
I listen a lot.
That still cracks me up. My mouth is making all the right noises.
Do I want to be longer or do I want to be done?
You got something else?
I don't care.
What else?
The only other thing I had. Well, I printed out a tennis article because I noticed that tennis was happening, and I remember shows with Buddy Early. So I'm not gonna read that.
Okay.
But I love that you
he's
did
not.
That.
Yeah, he's not here.
He may be listening, and Buddy, I was thinking of you.
He's posting election posters from people who aren't even involved in our election right now.
Well, actually, which
fair enough.
Very
do you have
Gallego,
election results?
Gallego won. Yeah. Mary Rose Wilcox conceded, and Prop 475. This is for Tempe, but it's a big deal. Added veterans' sexual orientation and gender identity as a protective class within the city. So that's a big deal.
Oh, also, very good. Was he the superintendent of public education or public schools? Hoopenthal?
Did he lose?
Out.
Oh, God, that's awesome.
Yeah. Hoopenthal
is out. I did not
out.
Realize that.
Yep.
Good. What a douche nozzle. That
sure.
Oh, seriously, a fucktard.
Yeah.
How did,
well, you know that I just yell at them when they come to my door now and ask them about evolution and make them walk away?
He's the one that acted as someone else.
Yeah, the online had the different profiles and was commenting and making all kinds of horrible statements.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't. Is that effective immediately? Can it be to now?
No, I think it's
or
like January.
Is it January 1?
Yeah. January something.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
All right, what, too bad. Continue on.
All right.
Sorry, dear.
Finishing up in
Ms. Carlson.
In sports and other stuff. Yeah.
Is this other stuff?
This is other stuff. Kay. This is actually, I was not sure what all to bring, so I found 10 things to know for Tuesday, August 26th.
I like that.
I don't know.
I
like
a little
it,
late in the day for it, but hey, we're good.
No, but we're still, going to know it. It's not.
You can't unlearn it.
Yeah. Can't unlearn it.
Can't unsee it.
Yeah. Today, Obama addressed the veterans meeting. The president was speaking at the American Legion National Convention months after a VA hospital crisis rocked the administration. So he was addressing the people at the VA. Hopefully they've got their shit together. I've heard on the radio good things that are happening. And
the VA got a hold of the story first and tried to spin it through the media. They tried to get the buzz out for people to talk about. And somebody was like, no, we read the memo.
We got it.
Yeah, it was kind of like the Fox News reading the New York Post, pretending that they don't write the New York Post. Like, people are saying.
I was listening to...
You're saying.
You're saying, yeah. Right. You write that. That too.
Yeah. Just the other day when there's not enough the show with Clayton McKee to be downloaded and listened to in the car, I listened to just general douchebag talk radio.
Uh-huh.
And
wait, are we close?
Are we? Wait, are we? We're not general. We're above general.
Homos. But in any event, they had crafted this story.
Crafted a story.
I swear to God, it had to have been crafted. It was 2 days after Robin Williams died.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And I'm listening to the radio, and they've got the douchebag who's from the radio station is talking, and he's like, I've got this friend, and he's in crisis, and he went into the VA, and they told him to walk out, and all of this shit.
Oh, I totally did the same thing. Exactly.
I was like, they crafted the shit out of this, and then all of a sudden, they're on the phone with a guy from the VA who's like, come in right now. Like, we will take care of you right now.
How
I'm like,
convenient.
Way to, keep stirring shit up. Like, I understand bureaucracy. I understand process. Like, I'm sure they gave him...
By the way, I don't know if you know this and if it's related to the story or not. That station, which will remain nameless at this point, that station...
K-T-A-R.
Now it's not nameless.
Is that the douchery?
No. Yeah. So, that show that he was on, that guy, They've changed their entire format. He is no longer on the air.
Is that guy gone?
He's gone.
Well, who was it? Who was it?
I don't know if he's gone. He was the guy that was on from 1 to 3 before.
He was an afternoon guy, yeah.
Yeah, but he was on with Carrie Dozier. I can't remember his name.
Douchebag number seven.
Anyway, he's the one who did that story. Yeah. He's the one who's gone.
Because it was, oh, well, thank God.
And I don't know if it's connected or not, but conveniently, they did change their entire lineup
thank
to
fucking God,
Monday.
Because that just... That was driving me crazy. I'm stuck on the 51, and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Rob and Carrie. It was Rob.
Yes.
And they're gone.
Thank God.
Carrie now does the news from noon to 2. They have a 2-hour news show. Mm-hmm. Then it goes Mac and Gatos, the two you hate, start at 2 and go from 2 to 6. Yeah. Then they do a whole hour from 6 to 7, which I love.
Occasionally, the morning guy, I can get on board with him.
Like, Bruce Jacobs.
Yeah.
6 to 7 is the one that I hear while I'm getting ready. Because I get ready from 6
in
to
the
6:30.
Morning?
No, at night.
Okay, so now what you'll just hear is news. Because the guys are done at 6.
Oh, because they would do the true or false game,
right,
and that was kind of funny.
Factor fiction
game. Right,
no. Yeah. So that's done. They're done at 6 now, so you'll just get regular news from 6 to 7. But that's funny that
the
you say this.
The whole thing felt very crafted.
That's funny, because I heard it, and I'm like, well, how does he know all about that?
He seemed very close to this story, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, miraculously today, gone. Or excuse me, Monday, yesterday, that format all changed and he's gone. Interesting, I didn't realize that. Okay, continue on.
That's horrible.
A local side note. Yeah, like he was exploiting the whole thing and I don't know. In any event, number two to note today, Israel targets more high-rises in Gaza. The Israeli military is destroying multi-story buildings in an apparent new tactic aimed at increasing pressure on Hamas. So, it's important to know because there's things happening outside of our own world. Like, there are terrible things happening overseas that we just
horrible
not and, talking about.
And I don't recall, in my 45 years of being alive, I don't recall ever sitting in front of a television watching the news. And I watch, and a lot of people say don't watch the news, but you have to because if you don't know what the fuck is going on.
No,
those are like people that
find
don't
your news
read.
Somehow.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Like, you don't have to watch Fox News.
I don't like
news.
To get involved.
Don't
have
I don't
to
watch Fox.
Right.
But I think
Network
I mix
news.
Up enough with different inputs that I get for it. Like ABC, NBC, CNN. I think I mix up enough.
Yeah, find a news source.
But what I don't recall ever in my life watching the news and seriously being afraid ever.
Yeah.
And going, what the fuck?
This whole ISIS
and
thing?
That is nuts. I don't recall ever feeling that in my life. Even when 9/11 happened, and I that was horrible.
Oh my God, that was terrifying.
It was so close. Yeah. And I remember wondering, but I don't remember ever feeling like I have felt in the past week to 2 weeks watching all of this with the outrage, the attacks and things, and the beheading and all that other shit happened.
It's because now we're dealing with the truly, truly out there crazy.
Yeah.
Like we've just reached a level.
Oh, well, I saw there was a picture, and I don't know if anybody else saw it. They had somebody, and it looked like an iPhone or whatever, smartphone, and whatever that flag is that they have, they were standing at the White House on the other side of the fence and held their phone up and took a picture. Somebody took a picture of their phone with the flag in front of the White House, and it said, "We're here." And I'm like, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah. Well, now the American guy that just died, and
I'm sure.
That he was a fighter for... ISIS
the one that used to be from Florida, San Diego,
and he was. I heard Florida.
But just today there was one announced that died last week from San Diego that was over there.
And the one thing that I keep going back to is the fact that with everything that happened in Oklahoma, you know when
Missouri.
Because no.
Oh, you're talking
back
about the bombing?
The bombing.
I'm like...
When I was like no.
Like McVeigh?
With McVeigh.
Right.
The idea that the homegrown kind of terrorist stuff.
Or
it has
school
been
shooting.
Around. Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, you know, it has been around. And it's been around for a really long time. It's just on that level.
Is it wrong?
Of what you're
it
talking
wrong,
about.
But I'm looking at it differently. It's okay. It's not okay. It's different if a wacko in the mountains who's from America, never been outside America, does his own thing and he goes nuts.
Yeah.
I guess there's a different level of
tolerance. I'm more afraid of the person that goes into a movie theater and opens fire.
No,
they're just mentally disturbed.
I'm just saying there's a different fear for me of somebody attacking who's just nuts, a nut job up in the mountains, as opposed to this collaboration of thousands of, or 100,000, however many people, thousands of people with all these weapons that sadly they have picked up from us that were left over. They have all of our intelligence. They have all of our technology. They have all of these things. That they have some ability to take over most of a country that they're doing, and then they keep recruiting people, and just the
from
army gets
here.
Bigger and bigger from here or
that's
from wherever
else. That's what
but
I meant
the
by
army,
that correlation.
But the army
with
gets
McVeigh.
Bigger. The one guy in the mountains, I just I'm not saying it's good. It's just it's different to me.
Oh, and it is different.
It's less scary.
It is. But what frightens me is there's more of them from here
that keep that think, oh, let's get on board with this.
Right.
Yeah, that's
nuts. Where that's the only case.
Because they're saying like, okay, these people that I'm aligning with aren't crazy.
I'm never
enough.
In these conversations, but this need, actually got me.
It's exciting.
Yeah, okay. I need to go overseas and find crazier people.
Crazier people.
The people locally aren't at a level of insanity enough. Yeah. Let's go international.
That goes back to my. Remember the stories we used to talk about that the crazy people.
Somebody
thought
from ISIS. That Kamali.
That we should all like the homosexuals should all be put on the island.
Right.
That whole thing. Give these people an island, and let them all live there, and let them all kill each other. Please let this happen. That would be fantastic because they're just batshit crazy. The rest of the world just wants to live in peace and harmony.
And they said that right away about ISIS. They're like, these are people that even the extremists are like, hold on, that's crazy. That's nuts.
Yeah.
And that story with Foley was just that was
two things. I don't know if you've heard this in reference to that particular story. One, they're now questioning how recent that was. They're questioning whether or not that was literally last week, or was this a year ago? They're questioning that one. Number two, they also are questioning, and I've not seen the video.
There's an edit. There's definitely an edit in there. I haven't seen it, but the Washington Post had a paper.
He was dead prior to the decapitation.
Oh, okay.
Because they're saying that the analysis that they've done with it is that the blood flow and
the reaction was not
what a living person would have.
And there's a big edit. From what I've heard, the Washington Post. Because I do read them. That's as close as I can get to Fox News, because Fox News is starting to boil and explode. Yeah. But Washington Post, I know, is like reliably conservative. So I'll read their stuff, and usually I'll buy it, because they have a little bit of a reputation to defend. but they said that they think it was edited, because they think they identified the guy that's standing behind him in the actual video.
The British guy?
That it's a British guy that's behind him, and they know who he is. But then they're saying he probably isn't the killer because of the edit. And that he was probably executed a different way.
They thought maybe they shot him.
But that is off the internet. Like, you cannot.
You can't find it.
And that's good.
Please.
That's good.
Yeah. Oh, no, and it is. But they were saying from two different sides. Like, one, it's gruesome. And then the other side is it's almost a recruitment film to be like, look how effective we are.
Right.
Like, so for all those frustrated crazies sitting there thinking you can't get anywhere.
So they were demanding, and I don't have the dollar amount.
They just gave me the chills.
They were demanding
32 million euros, I think it was.
And I forget what they said it in American, and I don't know what that equates to.
It's like about $50 million. So I think it's 1.5 for euros.
Okay, so they requested that for him. And then apparently some new video and where they did the same thing to a woman, but they were asking for a much smaller amount. And the question came up, well, are they trying to
75 cents on the dollar?
Are they trying to play the game of, well, they wouldn't pay for that. Well, will they pay for this because it's cheaper? Will they pay? So again, because we don't pay for that, the thing is they were questioning whether or not, well, are they going to start taking all women? Because if somebody jumps on the bandwagon, they'll just have to kill more women, but they can get the money because it's cheaper.
And they do it all through private funding, which I can't imagine going to that fundraiser. We need to raise money for our ransomed, for our hostage, our kidnapped son, and they were raising the money privately because they were expecting a ransom of 1 to 5 million, because that's the going rate for other people that were kidnapped. Sure. And then the story about the guy that the kidnapped journalist that escaped through a window, but he was trying to get the other guy, but the other guy was too big for the window and he had to leave him there, and like the guilt.
And then memorize the story.
And memorize the, oh my Jesus, the letter, Christ.
Yeah.
The 32 million euros, according to this, equals $42,125,760, because that is the going rate.
Say it again. Gonna
come up, I mean, it. This says 32 million euros in dollars is $42,125,760.
Yeah, and they would, of course.
What an odd number.
Well, the conversion rates are all, well, and they fluctuate all the time.
I'm like, what?
But the, yeah. So, and then the other thing, and I thought it was interesting because
so
I was
like 1/3, my bad.
I was listening to, I think it was CNN that I was on. No, excuse me, my bad. Reverse that. It was on local radio on KTR, where they said that because they'd done the voice analysis, and they'd done so many analysis of the guy who's in the video for the Foley, right? The what they thought may have been the killer, whatever. So they did all this voice analysis, and apparently so there's other intelligence that came about it. Did anybody else hear about the fact that he was a music rapper from Britain?
No.
That all of a sudden went to wherever the hell that country is, went there and then never came back, and they've decided based on voice and the eyes, they figured out that that's, they believe that's who it is.
Yeah. Oh,
so okay. It came out. So
and they don't know if he was kidnapped too, right? Isn't that the story I read?
I hadn't heard that.
That he may be at gunpoint. They don't
doing
know
what he's doing.
Yeah, doing what he's doing.
I hadn't heard that.
That part I can't.
But the interesting thing to me is I heard it for a minute on KTAR, one of our local stations here in Phoenix. I heard it from there. They were announcing the name, what he did, what label he was with, yada, yada, yada. And then all of a sudden, a couple hours later, nothing. So, and then CNN was like, well, they're not releasing the name. And I'm like, I just heard the name. Then I go back. Nobody's saying a word. So I'm thinking somebody reached out and said, shut the fuck up.
Because I think they don't know under what circumstance. I think that now that part, I can't, I'd have to go home and Google that. But I can't remember that they did release the name.
You can Google it here.
I know, but it's one of those long stories. So just don't take our word for this, but it might be that he was kidnapped.
And put up to what he was doing.
Put up to what he was doing. And that he's the next one.
But I don't know. It is all fucked up. And like I said earlier.
And I think they're trying to work that out as to whether he's a bad guy. Because they know he's not the killer. They know from that edit that he's not. The person standing behind him is not the killer. That was the part that I read. And just really.
Scary. Just a bunch of creepy
assholes. It's crazy.
Oh, God, it is.
Were we at number 3, 4? Where were we?
I don't know. There's like 7 or 8 other things.
Well, where were we?
Yeah, just finish it up.
We got time. We own the network.
I have a really fast question. My question's fast, so.
Fair enough. That was only number 2.
God damn.
Where you want me to go?
It's a 9-hour. Yeah,
right. Now you know how the rest of the staff feels when Al talks.
No. Yeah. No one talk. Number 3 is why U.S. nuclear expert is calling for a plant closure. Regulators are being urged to shut down California's last operating nuclear facility until they can determine whether the twin reactors can withstand powerful shaking from nearby earthquakes.
Oh, I'm surprised.
Since they just had a 6.
Right. I'm surprised that wasn't water related.
Oh, Harrison, if you're still with us, any aftershocks from that?
I figured that would be a water-related issue, not so much of an aftershock, but I understand.
Yeah. I don't know. Apparently, earthquakes and nuclear is bad.
I have a water question. In
it.
Go ahead.
I can believe it would be.
I can see that being bad.
Sure.
Number 4, who left the Emmys empty-handed? Movie stars did not win any trophies at the awards show that honored such favorites as Breaking Bad and Modern Family. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but...
Yeah, because Matthew McConaughey, Julia Roberts, Mark Ruffalo, all these people that were slumming it on TV. And that was one of the criticisms, was that they kept making jokes belittling television. Mm-hmm. When, especially for women, television is the place to be.
Is the shit, right.
Yeah.
From an AP source, the White House backs surveillance flights over Syria. The administration wants to gather intelligence on Islamic State militant groups from the air.
And you know they're already doing that. They're just admitting
Seriously,
to it.
Seriously, they're flying over right now.
Yeah.
Come on.
Frau Merkel will. Yeah, Frau Merkel will testify to that. And follow up. Did you hear, like, after Frau Merkel was all pissed off because they found out the CIA was spying on her,
that
the Germans were spying on Hillary Clinton?
Oh, no, I hadn't heard that.
They were tapping her phone, so Frau Merkel put it back in her pants. She was like, my bad.
Just kidding.
We'll agree to disagree.
Just move on and go back to having dinner.
Nice day. You like your kraut?
Right. Number 6, how mourners depicted Michael Brown's death. Speakers at Brown's emotional funeral service sought to consecrate his death as another in the long history of the civil rights movement and implored black people to change their protest chants into legislation
and law. It was just
law.
Slightly below the VMA awards. All the people that were there, the way that the way they did it, it was...
I didn't see anything about it.
Like, Spike Lee and all the other people that were in the audience, it felt... It looked like a VMA award.
Because it's another crisis that needs a celebrity. Yeah. Like every disease, you need a celebrity, and this takes.
And it's not Al Sharpton.
No, but you need a person in the middle.
You need a person in the middle,
and you need these people to say that being pulled over by the cops is a different experience.
Driving while black.
BMW, black man walking. Like there's something.
Well, here you have the same thing with
Mexicans
or Hispanics.
Racial profiling, and that they draw a gun, not a taser or rubber bullets.
Because it takes too much time to get the taser out, apparently.
We have a friend that has dealt with that.
Oh, my God, Luisa all the time. Yeah, Luisa Valdez. Several times.
Oh, really?
Luisa Valdez has several times commented that she's been pulled over for no reason.
Yep. I had not heard that.
Driving while brown.
Yeah, exactly.
I did not know that about
her. Yeah, so that is the reason why it's turning into such a big event, is because it's time for everyone to wake up and realize that your version of the police and other people's version of the police are not
totally
the same
different.
thing.
And when we see those lights, and especially when was I drinking?
Like
other people might.
like Bill
O'Reilly, maybe.
But Bill O'Reilly had that thing where I had to come back from vacation and address this because, you know, the racial stirs are stirring this up. And then we have one asshole friend on Facebook that's like, if this was a black cop shooting a white unarmed kid, you never hear about it. And then he posted this story that didn't get any news, and I think it was in Denver.
Texas?
I think it was in, I want to say it was in Denver.
Okay.
But then you see it, and you don't see it from, like, conservative.com. You see it from the Washington Post or one of those papers. And you see that, yes, there is activism. There are protests. Right. But because it's white people protesting, the police in Denver didn't bring out the National Guard in tanks.
Right.
You know what I mean? But there, it did get attention.
Because they weren't afraid of them.
Right, exactly. So,
well, sure, because an angry black man is the scariest thing you can picture.
Right. And so this asshole that I'm friends with on Facebook was like...
Well, and the pictures that they take to portray.
His comment was to someone that was making a thing about racial profiling. He was like, well, this guy was 6'4", so of course it took 6 bullets to bring him down. And I was like...
Whoa.
You're a pig.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's your thought is justifying how many shots it takes to bring down a 6 foot.
Well, and
he's a tall
one
guy.
Shot per guy.
This asshole is like 6'4", 6'5".
Yeah.
So I'm like, so is that what you're expecting the next time you're jaywalking is for someone to take 6 shots to take
you down?
But
down
the
you're
problem
big?
That I have with it even more than that is the fact that they said, and I can't do this with a straight face, because they said, well, he's like, basically he said mean things to him. And put him down.
I say mean.
Yeah,
people all
it's
the
a capital
time.
Offense. Now it's yeah.
What?
Now you're judge,
I mean,
jury, and executioner
like
over.
It was, he looked at him mean
yeah.
and said mean things. Seriously.
Before we continue on with our things you should know for today, we'd like to welcome the Russian Federation in China listening right now.
Oh,
hello.
This
is topical for you. Join us in the chat room if you can. Let us know what's up.
Speaking of China, number 7, China courts documentaries but limits topics. Beijing wants serious content to replace reality shows on television, but the films But the films need to comply with the Communist Party line or else they are confiscated.
There was a post just today that I saw that somebody said something about a Chinese...
Red is red.
A documentary person, or whatever it was, filmed Beijing illegally, apparently with a drone, like flew over and it's gorgeous video, but it was an illegal filming of it. And I don't know if he got in trouble for it or what the deal was, but it's funny that you mentioned that about China and films.
Sure.
But I just saw that today.
Organically, that just came out of my brain.
Yeah.
That's how we do a lot of this show, organically.
Yeah, organically. Alex thinks to be organic.
And some of it's
from the first show.
Spiritually.
I know.
By spirits. Mm.
From the first show, he's asked that we come up with things to be organic.
Hopefully there's a crossover. I'm empty.
Yeah. No.
Number 8, the Bay Area quake causes $1 billion in damage, according to the official estimate.
Whining about stuff. Holy shit.
Why did the value of your bottle from Napa just go up
no
a little
kidding.
Bit? But Jerry Brown, governor of
California,
wants to make sure that people know that it's just not rich, awful snobs that live up there, that there are working class and poor people. So please send help.
Yeah.
Just happened to like the little enclave of whites up in Napa.
The people that make the wine, not so wealthy.
Yeah, the great people that
We didn't have to do that.
The great people who stand in the vineyards and actually harvest the grapes. They have problems too.
But it was
grape stompers poor.
I did enjoy that special plea from Jerry Brown that please have a little sympathy. There are some people that are not wealthy assholes in the Napa area.
Right.
And I already like Jerry Brown so much. But it was just funny to have him just come on and be like, it was an SNL sketch.
Yeah.
Skit.
That's cute. Sketch.
By the way, we usually do a crossover from the in hour 4. We just let it roll.
I don't know that I pay attention at that point.
We don't.
I'm hoping you arrived at your destination at
By
this point.
Then, right.
No, I'm really mad at my phone because it won't like pause where I stopped and keep up, so I have to like remember the timestamp and find it.
Oh, yeah, that is hard.
That's frustrating.
Okay, 2:23. Go.
How long is this fucking show? Anyway, go ahead.
I'm enjoying the hour and a half format.
She said that I'm enjoying the 4-hour show.
Number 9, the first Superman comic book fetches a heroic bid.
Yes.
A rare, nearly flawless copy of the Man of Steel's comic book debut nets $3.2 million in an online auction.
And it probably got bought for a nickel.
Yeah.
I think it said 10 cents on the cover when I saw the picture of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
Crazy talking. Nerds making money.
Nerds, nerd pay. Right. That is okay. I'm okay with that.
At number 10 for Buddy Early, Andy Murray advances at the U.S. Open. The eighth seed gritted his way through head-to-toe cramps to outlast Robin Haas, 6-3, 7-6, 1-6, and 7-5 in the first round of presumably tennis.
Am I correct in assuming
and that's
sports
and other stuff?
And we got a lot of mileage out of the other stuff.
I have a couple of questions though, about a couple of things here. Now, in sports and in other stuff that I have, I heard this today and I didn't realize this. I never knew this about this before. today is the anniversary, the 200th anniversary of the day that the War of 1812, when the British embassy burned down the White House.
And tried to be the War of 1814?
No, it lasted for years.
It lasted for years.
As kids, it was like,
right.
Anyway,
so it was funnier my way.
Right, but they.
She hears that a lot.
I didn't realize this.
All the time.
I never knew this. The British embassy was basically in. They were trying to burn down and shut down all of Washington. And I didn't realize that because I paid no attention to old history, apparently. But I also found out that they painted the white. What is now the White House? I don't know what it was called originally, if it was still the White House.
What color was it?
I don't know.
Okay.
But they painted it white to cover up a lot of charred remains, because they didn't burn the whole thing down.
Well, there was a place called the Charred House.
There was a rainstorm that came in, oddly, a multi-day crazy rainstorm that came in that put out most all of the fires that saved it. So they painted a lot of stuff white to cover up charred and burned remains, which I thought was interesting. But the reason that was brought up was, apparently, maybe it was last week that the actual celebration was, the British embassy in Washington that's still currently there, they posted apparently a picture on Twitter or some social media where they had a cake of the White House with sparklers on it, with the captain that said, "This time only sparklers, no fire."
Oh, well,
and somebody got in trouble a little for that, because, well, that's really not cool.
I want you to appreciate the fact that I just tried to look for pictures of a fire in 1814.
Did you find any? Is the question?
No, it wasn't until I saw a painting that I realized the error.
Was there an artist rendering of said?
Several.
Atta girl.
Not an actual picture.
Nope. Drawn
not even
crayon.
Not even a Kodachrome.
That's my new favorite. Wait, no, I got. Look, what are you looking at? I'm looking drunky, at Wikipedia. Look right
drunky
there.
McPerkins here is trying to Google actual pictures.
I'd like to show me a picture of Jesus.
Deal.
Polaroid.
Oh, God,
coming out of the
that.
Rock.
In retaliation for the American attack on the city of York in Ontario, Canada. God, now, funny. Now you know I'm a big fan of the War of 1812 because a lot of it was fought in the Niagara Falls region.
Yes.
Like this,
a lot of
the Revolutionary War was fought there between Fort Niagara and Fort George, but
shorter than I thought.
Polaroid of Jesus.
Shorter.
I just got to tell you, he's the right color in your Polaroid.
According to some.
He's a very believable color. So there's all kinds of interesting trivia.
Depends on who you speak to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Kat, that's good.
It is the war that gave us our national anthem, too.
Yes. Yes, true.
So it's a very important war.
That is very funny.
It is.
Now, the other question I have, and I know you, Al, I feel that you will have some input on this.
I hope so.
That'd be weird.
I mentioned this just to my mom the other day.
Only just a bad opinion.
Weird.
Hey, at this point, I'm willing to take anything. Here's my question,
that's a problem.
And I'm questioning whether is this an environmental impact that it could be, whatever it is. So we're all very, very well aware of the drought, not only in this state but hugely in California. Yeah. There's an actual picture,
an action shot. And isn't it hard to believe that after all these years, there is no movie that I know of about this day in history?
That's a good point. That is true.
Burning down the White House in costumes seems like a pretty good.
It could be a musical.
That's our $1 million idea.
Good. Oh, that's the one. It's gonna work. Got it. By the way, what is the hat? Is that two in the pink, one in the stink? What is that?
No. Subtle right. difference. Yeah. Ready?
What is it?
Shocker, ASU pitchfork. The shocker, ASU pitchfork.
I didn't realize the subtlety.
It's good to know the difference.
Yeah.
It is good.
The danger and homonyms.
Yeah. I don't get why it's shocking.
So the question I have, with all of the drought issues that there are, why is it that they don't, I realize there's an expense involved, Desalination of water.
I ask that all the time.
What in the fuck is... Why can't we just start pumping? What's going on? Just start pumping shit in, desalinate it, and water... Fill all the reservoirs.
That is my constant question, is to like...
How come I don't have an answer to that?
The planet is, what, 3/4 water?
Oh, yes.
Oh, probably because we keep throwing shit in it.
No,
right.
Everybody,
I mean,
we keep dumping pollution all over the fucking place.
We have water treatment plants that treat water.
No, I know.
And
I'm just saying.
But then my question is, like,
crazy.
Why are people dying of no water?
Right.
Surely someone can desalinate some water.
All you have to do
water.
Is distill it. We're done.
Well, let's...
Right? Am I wrong?
You would think.
But then how are we going to make all the moonshine?
And then
ask Buddy.
And then pump it in, and then irrigate it. Or Buddy, if only there was a canal system or something they could build to get water to these people.
I realize.
But I think it's startling that nobody would. I mean, if there was a way.
I was in shock when I drove last December to Vegas for the Charlie's anniversary thing, and I drove the, you know, that snow shed I drive back. I really was taken aback when you cross the new bridge that goes over, or bypasses, excuse me, Hoover Dam, and you come over the hill and you see the lake, and you realize that 100 foot of white rock that's there to the water line is where the water used to be, and you're like, holy shit, the lake is a postage stamp compared to what it used to be. And I remember just being like, wow, I never realized that. And then there have been pictures floating around on Facebook that show a couple different dams like 10 years ago as opposed to today, yada yada.
I agree, Tom.
But I'm still like, why is it that it's so expensive to just...
But why
distill?
Do the rich people... I agree with Tomo on this. Why would... You know, he says it's expensive and, like, everything comes down to money.
Right. And
so
if
you're talking about poor countries, why...
So
you know,
do we need an ice challenge for fucking desalinating of water?
That's what I think.
Probably.
The same thing. I've wondered that all along. Like, why can't we, like, take this? Because the rain comes from the ocean and it rises up. It,
right, and drops
stays
on the...
down, the water
falls
comes
mainly up, on the plains.
Right.
Falls on the plains, makes it from the river and goes back to the ocean and gets salinated again. Like... It's a cycle. Interrupt it somewhere. You know what I mean? Like, it makes no
sense
interrupted.
To me. It's like,
only
we can...
the rains in Spain.
And if you
can...
the rain's down in Africa.
And if you can take Niagara Falls shitty contaminated water and turn that into drink... Well, drinkable.
Passable.
Drinkable. Yeah.
Potable.
Yeah, but compared to what people don't have, it's very drinkable.
I just don't get why the... Maybe I should research that. I just don't understand why there's not a better, more economical, or just a simple process.
Sure.
And even if it does cost... What is the economic impact of California right now, just because, not just because of the earthquake, but because of all the things that water affects?
And it can't be, and my other thing is, it can't be, and of course Americans don't sacrifice anymore for anything. Like, we went to war for 10 years and nobody gave up anything. There was none of that, like, stop, you know, no meat rations, you know, the other thing, you know,
like
get, turn all the car plants into
plane plants
and stuff, like all that kind of stuff. If it was truly a drought, there would be no lawns, not just a fine for people so that rich people can have them, but there would be no lawns, there would be no pools. You just wouldn't have those things.
Right.
They would just come around and tell you, verboten and stop. Like, not just a fine, you're going to jail.
Your water ration.
That, yeah, you water that lawn, you're going to jail. If it was truly a drought...
It is a drought, but you're right, it's not to the level that where gets enacted.
See, and he's saying that Dubai is desalinated, and it would have to be because Dubai sits... dry, barren, it's the high desert, but they have water in this giant city. So clearly they're getting the water from somewhere, and there is no fresh water anywhere around. So they are using.
Because he has a lot of extra time on his hands, I mean, it seems like that I've seen a lot of things that he's posted in the past few years. Wow, you know what? Really, me sleeping in today has really helped my day. Because apparently I'm conscious for this whole show. It seems, though...
So new.
It seems... It is.
He usually checks out about 20 minutes.
Yeah. Well, even when you started entertainment.
Second story of entertainment.
His eyes glow.
Unless we're talking about... Unless he brings up Ricky Martin or the Latino, you know, VMAs, we're good.
I can't do Al Menudo.
Unless there's a hot brown
soccer,
guy.
When it was soccer.
Right.
And then it was,
But it seems to me that Bill Gates posted something within about the past year. Something I know he posted something in regards to being able to keep refrigerated vaccines for days and days and days on end to get them to whatever the hell they had to go because of different diseases in like South America or South Africa, all that.
Mm-hmm.
But it seemed like he posted something in regards to something about the desalination of water.
Okay.
I should look that up, but I didn't take the time. But I was like, you've got to be kidding me. There's got to be some sort of a way that we can just lay a feeder into the goddamn ocean and start pumping that shit in, and let's move on.
But Bill Gates can't save the whole world either.
No, no, right. I understand like, that.
Right, and you have to have people actually interested in it.
Yeah, people
you
have to care.
Yeah, and this comes from somebody with a front lawn. So, and I don't want it.
I have front and back.
I've got a nice big lawn but somebody, and a nice big pool.
Somebody put it in and rock is too expensive. So it's either water that shit or pay thousands of dollars for rock. And I'm not, you
but
know,
you pay thousands of dollars one time and you're done.
Right, but I haven't gotten to that limit. I haven't gotten to that limit on water. And, you know, and it's the people saying, like, oh, it's raining, there's not a drought, you need snow in the mountains. Like, it's got to come from a river, it's got to make it down, it's a certain...
That's where you get into climate.
And climate change and the fact,
And, well, and people with the water piece in this ice bucket challenge and bringing all that back. I mean, we stand there, if you run the water while you're brushing your teeth, you're wasting upwards, you can waste upwards of 3 gallons of water.
That's why I do all of that in the shower.
No, and you've talked about that before, but the, you know...
Not there because of that, because it's convenient. Ways.
Today, mom went to leave for work, and she had turned on the water out front to water the plants. And normally, like, I set something, so it would be like, ding, you know, so that I didn't realize she had gone out to do that. She goes to leave for work, and she's like, well, we might need a boat. And I thought, oh, my God, because I do think about that stuff. You want to have the pretty plants, and you want to have the this and that, but, oh, my God, turn off the water. I mean, what a huge waste. What a huge waste. And so, anyway, digress. The end.
No, but I mean that is the
Tomo. I agree with you. I know it's all money. It doesn't cost you enough to not waste water. Well, that's a valid point, Tomo.
With solar powered water desalination, I'm totally looking this up now.
It just makes sense to me. I don't know why you just
a hand drill is needed. Assistance is needed for the steps involving a hand drill. All items in the Science Buddies kit come pre-drilled, eliminating the safety issue. So this is all about like a kid's water
desalination,
solar-powered water desalination. So
yeah, we'll be here another hour if we start on solar.
I'm just saying, six to ten days is all it takes. Cost is average of $50 to $100 for this kit, I believe. But interesting that...
Well, we will continue our desalination discussion another time. It is time for one of our favorite segments.
Oh, I think we covered it. I honestly think that would qualify as thoughtful vulgarity.
Yeah,
I honestly do.
Don't you have a good question?
I have a quick one. Go ahead.
Well, then we'll do this. Yeah.
And now, thoughtful vulgarity, where we in the studio try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel and have them try to answer it while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when an important question comes up 90 minutes after alcohol has been served. Politics? Religion? Why not? You're fucked up. What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? You've been warned. Good luck.
They're in charge of themselves.
Okay, just a fun little question.
Okay.
Marnie Ryer.
Yes, thank you for my correct name. I'm surprised
I
answered.
Right.
Yeah,
you did get it right.
Very surprised I answered.
Wow, even I don't even know when it's the right name.
Margaret Rogers.
Herr or Frau.
However I may self-identify.
Assuming the dogs and the family are safe, blah, 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 blah. What would you run back and save in a fire?
Pictures.
Okay.
From the Winx reunion 2004.
Chili cook-up.
Chili cook-up. But yeah, pictures, easily.
Okay.
Assuming the people are okay.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah. And the dogs or whatever creature you identify with.
How much time do I have?
One jump in. One jump.
How long is the jump? I would do the same thing. Like, how long much time do I have?
I'm like, wait, do I have time to get the TV off the wall and get the laptop? Or...
But see, that's where my pictures would be. So
it's completely electronics. I have a problem, and a lot of them are old now. But yeah,
like the one you're using right there,
like this dinosaur.
Is that
right
Windows 95?
No, God, Windows 98.
Oh,
it was
God.
A major upgrade.
It's Pong.
Do you have any idea how much that cost?
Incidentally, I remember upgrading from 3.1 to 95 and going,
amazing.
I know. Yeah. I know. But yeah, I think it would be awesome. Like techie, stupid, first world stuff.
I love it.
No.
Okay.
No.
Mine would coincide with that a little bit, only because I have the pictures and everything on drive. So I would grab
Same Edge Studios.
Oh, fuck that. No, that's insured.
Because that's all backed up fuck and insured, that. Right?
That's
right,
insured.
Right.
Yeah. I would grab my main PC that has the huge hard drive in it from all the pictures and all the audio from all these shows. I would grab all of that and my backpack because it has my... It always has my iPad and my and my laptop in it. So I would just grab that because there's not... There's really not a lot else in the house. Like, all the pictures that I have that are in frames, I have a copy of on the PC.
Yeah,
so I've got that.
I did that recently, too.
The only other thing... there's really not. Everything else is... It's a receipt from 94. Who fucking cares? I have it now because I can, but if it goes away, it goes away.
Oh, you were really going to save a receipt from 1994?
I still have them. I have every receipt of everything I've ever done to my trucks.
Oh, I thought there was some receipt you were going to run in and save, like from a memorable meal.
Oh, no. What I'm saying is, I have all of them now.
Ruben Contreras and I went for dinner.
It wasn't dinner.
Ran a tail of winks.
See, look at
there's a lock of his hair. It's a lock of hair from
her
chest.
He carried that in his wallet. Yeah. Are you kidding?
That's in the backpack.
No, it's not. It's in the file cabinet. It's in the fireproof file cabinet.
Under masturbatory needs.
Nope.
Self-raping kit.
Self-raping kit. Not appropriate for children under 12.
$29.95.
Yeah.
Right. Off the top of my head, though,
Lube sold separately.
I can't think of anything. You dumbasses.
Why is that? Why can't it just come with lube?
Everyone
needs lube. Why can't it just come
Popper's with optional.
Exactly.
It's an upgrade.
I'm just trying to find a way for them to make more money off their masturbatory kit.
I would have to get, I'd go with her because so much is saved electronically. I would have to go for a couple. I don't give it. I'll let the big screen go for because it's going to get insured.
It's the nicest thing I've ever owned.
Like, well, no, I'm not saying. However, but I have found out from
you have insurance on your house.
I have an unnamed friend who's been through this before, and things can get replaced with better.
Yeah. Well, sure,
better.
I worked for insurance for a really long time.
Oh, okay, yeah, so
yeah.
You understand.
And after an entire evening of the new Samsung Ultra High Definition Curve TV, let me tell you. I want to give the robbers a key to my house.
Oh my god!
Can we make a deal and I'll just make that buy out my TV and you get a new one? Yeah. Let's work on that.
That ultra high def
Sharon
curve
almost
TV.
Kicked me out the first time I saw that. I was in Best Buy for something stupid and I like took a picture of it, sent it to her, and I called her. I'm like, hey, so we need a new TV after we just bought like ginormous television. Like, hey, so I think we need a new TV. She's like, pack your shit.
Yeah, I I seriously just...
We're still paying for the one that's on the fucking wall.
I sat down on the floor and was like this. I was like, oh my god, that's the most beautiful. And it was like the skyline of London.
Oh, I get really close to it. Yeah. I'm like, I want to be surrounded by it.
It was the skyline of like all these different cities and night, and they went city by city. I'm like, oh, I want to go there.
It's beautiful.
It's like a travel log. And sadly, mine would be, because I mean, I just have no attachment to material things anymore because they get stolen all the time. So mine would be probably the computer just for the convenience of not having to download all that fucking music again.
Oh my god, yes. Yeah. So
and that goddamn that DVD copy of Come Back to the Five in Time, Jimmy G, Jimmy Dean, because that was such a pain in the ass to get my hands on. I'm not going through that shit again.
Oh. Funny. Oh, I thought of you because...
And if I ever got it back from Shane Henson, my Madonna Blonde Ambition Tour, but even I'm not attached to that because the whole thing just showed up on YouTube last week.
Oh.
So I was like, well, don't need that laser disc. Because how am I ever going to play it? The laser disc is locked in the closet and I don't know what it hooks up to. Or I don't even have the laser disc.
You still have a laser disc player?
And I only kept it because of Madonna Blonde Ambition Tour was only released on laser disc.
I didn't.
And Madonna doesn't.
And you make fun of me for antiquated technology.
Oh. For one disc.
I'm just impressed with your language today.
But I want to tell you.
Oh, I have an
desalination.
I have another story. Can I share another story about that?
But I have hand to God. I don't actually.
If you believe in God.
No, hand to God. I don't know.
Contrary to Al's belief.
Yeah, I don't know if I have a laser disc player anywhere in my house.
I have moved.
But I know I have the laser disc.
I have moved you once that I remember.
I hope.
And I don't recall ever there being a Laserdisc player in any...
But I do have Laserdisc.
Well, that's fine.
But that was because of Jaws. Like, and we've all heard that story, that Jaws is a whole...
Right. It's different if you watch it.
Because Laserdisc was the first people that letterboxed movies. So that's why I was a fan. And then they... Of course, I bet on the wrong horse on that.
I remember renting the Laserdisc from Video...
Oh, yeah.
Palace or
whatever the hell it was called.
Video
right.
Paradise Video was the one I used to go to. That's
well, any one of them.
Oh, yeah. They must have been a national thing because we were in Utah.
Yeah.
Video. Or just on this end of the country.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Regional.
Oh, regional. A regional video distribution center.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can know. Well, she's gone now. I was going to tell my goddamn story about the word thing, but she doesn't care anymore. Apparently not.
She's gone. So that, I mean, that's just it. It's so funny to read that about the fire and how, like, there just isn't anything. I just don't have sentiment. For some reason, I'm ice cold. Like, I don't have sentimental attachments to stuff. Like, as I go back to my sister's house, and she's cleaning out the house in hopes of one day getting rid of that house and moving. Right. And she's like, is there anything from that? Nope.
See,
do you want? Nope.
As a career lesbian,
you want everything.
No, here's what happens. I've lost everything so many times. I also have no sentimental attachment. Honest to God, they fucking clean you out every time.
Yeah,
seriously, you wind up back at your house with a mattress on the floor and a couch that you hated anyway. Like,
and two drink cards from the cash in. Yeah. You're in.
Cash in doesn't do drink.
Well, whatever.
Cards.
I'm just using an analogy.
Isn't that so?
Lesbians are cheap.
Seriously, as a career lesbian, like, there's no attachment to shit anymore.
A career lesbian.
I like that.
And I have to tell you that the next relationship I get into and it ends, I'll be like, anything you want, just take it. Like,
I'll just buy new. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sick of that couch. Oh. If you want to take the paint off the walls, I probably change the color.
Don't care about that either.
Scrape it off.
Yeah. We'll end this whole monstrosity.
But I need my HBO account.
Yeah, well, that's, you can keep online. Yeah, it'll be fine.
That I can't lose in the divorce.
I steal my HBO. The word thing that you bring up. Like Wednesday, Thursday last week, I had to ship something from here to San Diego.
You shipped your pants?
No.
Okay.
No, not those. But I went in and there was a guy that I've never seen at the Osborne and 7th Avenue post office. And I was like, he seems nice. Because there's a couple gals that are in there that I'm like, yeah, I don't really have time for you because she's always, day and age stamps. Has there anything hazardous? She ain't got any batteries in there.
Name is Helen.
But I could tell that this guy, he was kind of fun and upbeat and I liked him. So I happened to get him. And I put the package up on the counter, and I said, he said, is this all you have? And I said, yep, I just need it to go to San Diego. And he put on the scale, and he said something about, well, which way would you like it to go? And I said, well, I would like for you to propose to me the ways that it could go. And he goes, well, all righty then. So he gave me whatever all the things were. And I said something, and I said, well, I would like to see what other pricing structures would impact my purchase of this. And I don't know where it came from. I just was spitting out things, and he just looked at me and he goes, well, aren't you the wordsmith?
So, oh my God, that's fun.
So we went through the entire transaction trying to one-up each other on the entire words. So this past, what was it say? I went again Monday, yesterday. I went to mail another letter to San Diego. All this shit's going to Matt. So I walk in, he sees me in line, he goes, he points at me. And it just so happened I got to him again. And he goes, well, how glorious of a day are you having? So, again, we went toe for toe on what words. It was so much fun. It almost made going to the post office joyful.
Sure.
And it's one of somebody got a thesaurus for Christmas.
It's a sad, sad word when wordplay becomes foreplay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I'm in, I like it.
But it was just, it's just the only reason that was fun to go to the post office because this guy was just, he was coming up with more colorful words than I was, and I was trying to one-up him for it.
That's always fun.
Fantastic. It was a good time. That's fantastic.
Oh, my God. We've almost made it a four. It's a 3.5-hour show tonight. Kat, you've been part of it. Thank you, Kat Carlson.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Well, thank you for having
me.
I talked to everyone all night.
We are wrapping up.
Oh, we all have that feeling.
This week's show.
And by that, I mean me.
Sure.
I don't know what the hell you're all talking about. I'm still trying to do an outro. Kat Carlson is here for In Place of Katie June this week. Thank you, Kat. I think we'll have Kat back. We should.
Yeah, I think that we should. This has just
It's been a joy.
There's going to be a lot of election shit happening.
There will be. And she'll be gone, and we'll be here doing play-by-play. Exactly. Marnie Ryer, Al Perkins, I'm Clayton McKee. Thanks for being with us. We are here every Tuesday, allegedly, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Phoenix time. Sometimes we go to 10:30. We'd like to thank you all for listening around the world, all the ships at sea, however you find us, let us know. Our hashtag is C-U-N Tuesday, Cunt Tuesday. Find us. We'll leave you with these parting words. We will
see you next Tuesday!
And it is not right. It is not okay.
It is not okay.
Listening to the show on Q Talk America.